news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The work of DOGE will mean good things for Social Security recipients. That assurance this morning from Elon Musk, the man in charge of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. Musk says if you're a legit Social Security recipient, take heart.
What we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
Musk, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer. Anxious to maintain the narrow GOP House majority, President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for U.N. ambassador.
In his statement announcing the move, President Trump said that the Congresswoman would rejoin the House leadership team. Speaker Mike Johnson echoed that plan, saying he would, quote, invite her to return to the leadership table immediately. But it was unclear where Stefanik will fit in after relinquishing the position of House GOP conference chair, which she held for nearly 4 years upon her nomination for U.N. ambassador. Trump said he was pulling her as his pick to go to New York City because of the House's razor-thin majority. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Vice President Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance visiting an American military base in Greenland today. The visit focusing attention on President Trump's desire to see the U.S. annex the semi-autonomous Danish territory. Hundreds of evacuations in wildfire-ravaged areas of the Carolinas, where the battle against raging wildfires goes on. Myanmar, neighboring Thailand, hit by a powerful earthquake, strong aftershock. High-rise building under construction in Bangkok collapsed. More than 40 workers believed to be trapped in the debris. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 94 points. NASDAQ futures are off 83. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
TGIF. It's Friday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Just a heads up early, if you're leaving downtown going north, JFX, around 28th Street toward Park Lake Drive, was a broken down vehicle there about 20 minutes ago, and the report was it was in the roadway, so keep an eye out for that. Both the tunnels clear right now, good to go. The pace is good, both on 95 and 895. The Beltway is open. Very quiet early for the traffic towards the district on 95 and the Parkway. And you might still see the construction again today. They're working northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures warming up, more heat, more humidity this weekend. Not much rain, only a few showers later today, 67 the high. Tomorrow, no rain, sunshine, 83, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll take those weekend temperatures. Aberdeen right now, 37 degrees downtown Baltimore. It is 38 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced the Merit Act, which would reinstate recently terminated probationary federal employees. Alsobrooks says the bill protects and restores the meritorious civil servants, quote, shamefully attacked by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. She says if DOGE were serious about rooting out unqualified workers, they'd focus on their own disastrous cabinet nominees. The president of the Randallstown NAACP has stepped down after 6 years. In a statement, Ryan Coleman listed some accomplishments of his branch, including work to renovate Security Mall, bringing the grocery outlets to Liberty Road, and bringing down barriers between police and the community. He says, however, that the Baltimore County branch of the NAACP never wanted to work with the Randallstown branch, and the state chapter has chosen to criticize the accomplishments of his branch instead of supporting them. Maryland Sheriff's Association is speaking out against legislation to prohibit law enforcement from entering into 287G agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Maryland Values Act would limit state and local involvement with federal immigration enforcement, and Frederick County Sheriff says that it's a terrible and dangerous piece of legislation. As Jenkins, he says, if the measure passes, it will encourage criminals who have illegally entered the U.S. to establish themselves in Maryland. 6:05 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 581. Your pick 4, 9135. And next, it's Starn on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, that was quite a season debut.
O'Neill drives one the other way. That's headed out toward right field.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Tyler O'Neill making his own Orioles magic in his home country, no less, as the Birds make a statement early. 12-2 was the final on opening day in Toronto against the Blue Jays. A franchise record, 6 opening day home runs in all. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
Just thought we took great at-bats all the way through the game. Happy with just the quality of the at-bat. I didn't think we chased much. I thought when we got pitches to hit, we put great swings on them, and unbelievable to see.
O's and J's will be tonight at 7:07 p.m. Charlie Morton will make his Orioles debut tonight. And then it was last night in San Francisco.
I'll tell you what, though, guys, and we knew this coming in. Florida can win the national championship.
There's no question.
And they put it in. Bennett Anderson from Maryland Terrapins in the Sweet 16.
And the buzzer is over on the Maryland season. 87-71, the final. Kevin Harlan on TBS. Maryland Sweet 16 turned sour, and the future of Maryland basketball is now up for discussion. Coming up in 30 minutes, Shohei Ohtani does it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it.
the morning to you. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's a Friday, March 28, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the show this hour, Governor Moore claims the surplus that he was handed wasn't real. He calls it dark money gaslighting. Who's gaslighting who? Doug Collins versus Caitlin Collins coming up. But our top story here today is Delegate Mark Fisher, a Republican from Calvert County, got up the other day on the floor of the House and warned businesses in Maryland and businesses thinking about relocating to Maryland, you might want to think again.
And so here is my warning to the private sector of Maryland, all of those who have small businesses and medium-sized businesses in the state of Maryland, as well as a warning to all of those who are even contemplating moving to Maryland. Don't move into Maryland. And if you have a small business and a medium-sized business, get out of Maryland now.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Democrat Party sees you as an ATM machine.
True.
And they will never stop. Until such time as they have the perfect socialist government that will then collapse upon itself because there is no revenue left, as they call it, but really taxes left, to collect. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that on this floor, but I think it's now time. Get out of Maryland if you have a business. The majority party doesn't respect you. They don't care about you.
All right. And that, of course, did not sit well with Governor Moore, who, by the way, is heading to Asia as soon as the session is over. He's getting out of Dodge. Or is that Doge? But in any event, Governor Moore told Fox 45 that Fisher owes the state an apology.
I think his comments were embarrassing and disappointing. You never root against your state. You never root against its people. I think, frankly, he owes an apology to the people of Calvert County. I think he owes an apology to the people of the state of Maryland because you are, you know, and this is what people hate about politics, that you're willing to root against your hometown for political purposes, for clickbait. I just think it's embarrassing for him. And frankly, if he doesn't believe in the state, if he doesn't believe in his constituents, if he doesn't believe in the democratic process and in having open debates, then I don't know why you are in a seat that is asking people that you should be representing their interests, because the Marylanders I know, they believe in Maryland. They root for Maryland.
Yeah. So what about the Democrat delegate Brian Crosby?
Who's already moved his business out of town.
St. Mary's County, who moved his business out of the state.
And made a point of mentioning it.
And then and mentioned it, but then voted for this monstrosity. Anyway, does he owe the Marylanders an apology? Because actions do speak louder than words. All right. We'll debate, discuss, should Delegate Fisher apologize? Or should Governor Moore apologize to the state of Maryland? 410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's have at it, shall we?
613 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, golfer extraordinaire, who has, I believe, an 8:47 a.m. tee time this morning. So who knows what's going to happen at 8:53. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
The last report will be recorded.
Yes,
just for posterity reasons.
Oh, I see.
At least it's still Memorex. It's all right. It's close enough. We're looking at 83 South at Belfast Road. If you're coming down early from the state line into Shawan Road down to Hunt Valley, no problems at all. They're not doing any work yet. They'll be up there later, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Hartford County. So far, so good this morning. Both the tunnels still clear. We'll take that anytime. 95 and 895 doing okay. The broken down vehicle cleared off the roadway now. JFX northbound. The lanes are open at Druid Park Lake Drive and the BW Parkway, at least so far, coming up from 197, coming south from Arundel Mills. You'll find all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a few light showers possible this afternoon into the evening, and then 67 today. Tomorrow, dry, sunny, 83. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 78 right now. Cloudy, 42 in Annapolis and 38 in Ellicott City. One of our younger listeners wants to know, what is Memorex? Chuck just mentioned that.
Yes.
Most of us know what Memorex is, but there are some who probably have never heard the term Memorex.
Let me just say that's probably a fake news comment, but we'll go on from there.
Well, I mean,
really?
Chuck, would you like to clarify what Memorex is?
Yeah.
What is a cassette tape?
It's audio tape, correct?
Wait, it's an audio tape.
What's a cassette tape?
Yes. Let's go further into this.
Are we going deeper and deeper now, or what are we going to do?
Deeper.
The precursor
deeper.
Of DVDs. What's a DVD? What's a CD? What's a morning show? from Painter's Mill Road in an old building.
Yes.
Do you remember? That's when he was playing Memorex, that's for sure.
Yep.
University of Maryland graduation ceremonies this year. The commencement address, as we mentioned yesterday, will be delivered by Kermit the Frog. And can you blame Kermit for getting a second speaking gig? Sure. After PBS gets defunded, he's going to need it.
Yes.
Second source of income. Measles outbreak in Canada is bigger than the measles outbreak in Texas. President Trump warning Canadians, if you come in, I'm going to hit you with 100% tariff. That'll keep them in Canada right now.
Yeah.
DOJ is considering a merger between the ATF and the DEA.
Oh.
The new agency will be called the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Drugs. And we're trying to figure out who would be perfect to head up the agency, and Hunter Biden comes to mind.
Yes.
He's familiar with
all of them. Yes.
Drudge Report displayed a photo of Donald Trump's thinning hair. I don't know if you saw the photo or not.
No.
Suggested Trump is letting it go bald. Trump said, why not? I rejuvenated the Republicans. Now I'm going to bring back the wigs.
Maybe the wig party.
A couple of years ago, I saw this great picture of him, pictured as bald with a beard. He looked tremendous. I mean, there's obviously somebody just photoshopping on it. He looked great.
No, really?
Yeah, he really did.
I was talking about the Photoshop.
Photoshop. He's already wearing a wig, Sean. That's why his hair always looks the same.
They can make anybody look good. Look what they did for Bruce on Facebook.
First, it was vandalizing Teslas. Now people are lashing out against billionaires by shoplifting from Whole Foods, which is owned by Jeff Bezos. Apparently, the shoplifter boasted about stealing $50 worth of groceries, but got away with only two lemons. Hooters restaurant chain is getting rid of their controversial bikini nights. Chuck never liked bikini night. He got too cold sitting there drinking his beer.
Yes.
And you could tell, because it was Diamond Cutters International.
Yes, it was. Former NFL running back LaShawn Johnson facing federal charges by running a dogfighting kennel. It's the second time. 2 decades ago, he pleaded guilty to state charges for dogfighting.
They should, you know.
I guess you can't teach an old dogfighter new tricks.
Yeah. They should put him in the kennel.
National Hot Tub Day.
Dogs.
If Chuck had still had his hot tub, he would be celebrating in it this morning.
But apparently, I can still celebrate.
You know, he sold it after repeated, he put it on Facebook, and then somebody mentioned it, and then it just, got out of hand.
Taking up too much space.
That's what you need it for, a putting green.
Yeah. New lawn furniture in this place.
It's time to talk about when is it time that you need a vacation. Vacation. Here are the top 10 signs people need a vacation. You're feeling burnt out. Daydreaming about a trip.
Okay.
I was going to say day drinking. That's a sure sign.
That too. Sorry.
Getting irritated with your fellow employees.
What time is it?
Yes. So in other words, every morning at like 7:13, Chuck is
feeling.
I've had enough by then.
Feeling fatigued, no matter how much you sleep. Having low energy, even on the weekends.
Huh.
Feeling brain fog. Completely forgetting tasks. Like, showing up for work. Misplacing items, making mistakes at work, checking emails even when you're off the clock. That's a sure sign, they say. 0.001% said doing everything on the threes. But Chuck's answer was quickly identified and removed from the survey.
I mean, it's bad when we go home and, I tell Dave, so listen, we have to eat 4:13.
Wait a minute. Our show's on in 10 minutes at 4:23.
I got to get ready for the next report.
I got to go to the bathroom at 4:33.
Right. That's just the way it is. I wake up at 4:13.
On the threes.
That's it.
It's hard playing golf on the threes, I would imagine.
I figure which countries there are in Europe. I think a couple of them. You actually, if you're a supervisor, get penalized if you email the people you're supervising after business hours and then penalize them for not answering their email at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. at night. It's against the law.
So it's an email thing. It's a work email thing, but it's not social media. So.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you email...
Because Chuck would, and I'd be in trouble, because we're always... And you, too, because you're always commenting on each other's Facebook posts.
Yep.
And so that would be that could be a potential...
Yeah. Not anymore. I'm done now. After you said, it's stressing me out for vacation.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Time for some day drinking.
That's right. Chuck's already begun. He's got a 20-minute start on the rest of us.
See, that's why I'm leaving at 8:50.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking about Delegate Mark Fisher's warning to Maryland businesses to get out of Maryland, or for those thinking about relocating here, think again. I just want to point out, do you realize just about every state around us has a surplus?
Yeah.
West Virginia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and I think Delaware has one as well. I have to confirm that, but I know the other three have surpluses. And Pennsylvania is much bigger than Maryland.
Yep.
Why are we the only ones? Of course, now we won't, because we're constitutionally required to balance the budget. But still, we had a surplus and we squandered. More on that coming up in just a second, as well as your calls and comments here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. CBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:22, Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning. Then Kim Klasick live. She has all the special stuff, man. The other day, she, dressed to the nines here. I was kind of wondering why. And then she mentioned, she was going down to the White House afterwards.
It was like Women's History Month or something. And now she's going to be on CNN, I think, tonight.
Is it? Yeah.
It was either last night or tonight. I'm not sure. But she's only going to be on the Abby Phillips program. You know, the one Scott Jennings is always on. So it's her first, I think, it's her debut on the cable news network.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Yeah. Because they're desperate. Their ratings are so in the tank, they need now to bring good, strong conservatives on, MAGA folks, to get some numbers. Isn't enough for making me watch CNN. Yeah. But
well, she should do well, though.
Yeah, I would think so.
She should, yeah. 6:23, talk
now, if they put Chuck on,
Oh, wow.
Chuck in the box.
Killer ratings.
The man behind the map, boom.
Boom.
Ratings would skyrocket.
Boom.
Give me an uncensored channel. I'll straighten things up.
Yeah. Here he is, Chuck Boom Boom Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Broken down vehicle just cleared to the shoulder outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at George Avenue and made it to the shoulder, but we're backed up now towards New Hampshire Avenue, so that's going to now be the normal delay as you're heading west of 95 and over to the Mormon Temple. City fire just pulling up, an alarm in the building, might be a dwelling fire, 1600 block of North Bentelow Street, and that would be over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be maybe a few light showers this morning and later on this afternoon or evening, but still pretty nice day, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, dry at 83, and then clouds roll in on Sunday with a high of 78. Right now, partly cloudy, 41 in Reisterstown, 39 in the city. So we're just about wrapping up here in the General Assembly is going to close on sign of die is April the 7th. And so now we have, less than 10 days, 9 days to go in the session. And we still, the Senate is now, the question is, will the Senate change anything in the House version? I'm sure they will, but they'll tinker around the edges a little bit here, there, somewhere else. I mean, Bill Ferguson knows that Senate President, that he's got to get this thing out, and because it's late already. Historic $1.67 billion tax increase. It is the largest tax increase in the state of Maryland's history. And that's no easy thing to swallow here. This crushing nearly $1.7 billion hit, it slams every family, every worker, every seasoned citizen, every small business is going to get hit with some form of tax or fee or permit. No wonder that 53% of Marylanders said they're ready to bolt.
Yeah.
They're ready to pick up stakes and leave Maryland. And again, should we apologize? Governor Moore says Delegate Fisher should apologize for warning businesses to think about, of course, Democrats can actually move their businesses, and the governor's okay with that. As long as they vote for the bill, they vote for the budget, which is what Brian Crosby did in St. Mary's County. But Delegate Fisher warns Maryland businesses and people thinking about coming to Maryland that they should, think it over, reconsider it, and he should apologize.
Well, it's an odd circumstance. I was up in Delaware for a couple of years, mostly because of the tuition benefit of being a state resident for both my kids who went to UD. But we moved back here because this was all our friends are here. But if we didn't have strong connections with friends in the Baltimore area, we would either still be in Delaware, which is unlikely because everybody we knew there had been a DuPont employee, so we didn't have a lot in common with them, or we'd be some other low or zero tax state. We're here only because friends and family are here, and your friends, your family are here. It's the same kind of circumstance where you bid between a rock and a hard place. For a business, though, it's different.
For me and you, we're still working. And we're working here at WCBM in Maryland. And yes, my family, my oldest son is in Howard County. My grandchildren are in Howard County. My youngest son actually lives in Northern Virginia. He's in Arlington. But he works in Maryland. He works in Bethesda. So it's kind of interesting. But I don't want to have to move and leave and relocate. But, we're looking at it.
Yeah.
And seriously, because, I'm not anywhere near retirement, but one day that day will happen. And you want to hold on to as much money as you've accumulated, that you've worked hard for during the course of your career or your life or whatever the case may be. And they don't understand that. Look.
Well, you do the math and you say, well, I have this many dollars. I'd like them to last till I die. This is when I think I'm going to die, the average life expectancy thing. Well, here in Maryland, I don't have enough dollars. If I move to a low-tax or no-tax state, I do have enough dollars. It's a pretty rational decision.
It's fascinating to me to see the number of listeners over the years that have regularly contacted the show, called in, emailed, texted, whatever, or fax, as it used to be, but now have left. But they're still listening. They still keep in touch with us here on the Morning Drive. After all, it is the longest-running morning show here in the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore. You can look that up. Yeah, it's been 33 years that we've been going on strong here on WCBM in this time slot. But they're now all over the place.
Yeah.
They're in North Carolina, South Carolina. They're in Texas.
Outer Banks.
They're in Tennessee. They're in Pennsylvania. They're in Delaware. They're in Virginia, in West Virginia. And I hear from all of them. And it's amazing how many people that have left. And here we have all these other states with surpluses. And, of course, we have to, hammer the residents and ratepayers of Maryland to balance our budget. The corporate tax rate at 8.25% is one of the highest in the area. Virginia's at 6%. Pennsylvania's dropping to under 5% by the year 2031. So that's the competition, and we're going to get routed. And I think wait till the full impact of the IT tax takes effect.
Yeah. 6:29 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or maybe hearing conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
It's coming up on 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Up next, Doug Collins goes after Caitlin Collins. You'll enjoy. And right now, the latest headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen and council members have launched a petition so residents can express their concerns about rising energy prices. The Change.org petition calls on the Maryland Public Service Commission and BGE to provide rate relief for residents. Cohen is calling on the PSC to end the utility's multi-year rate plans, saying the increases are unsustainable and unaffordable for working families. Cohen says in January, the latest round of BGE rate increases started hitting Baltimore taxpayers, adding hundreds or thousands of dollars to monthly bills overnight. He says for the last 3 months, the city council has heard from residents forced into impossible situations to drive more profit for the utility. A driver being treated at shock trauma after crashing into the B&O Railroad Museum in Baltimore. The multi-vehicle crash happened in the 900 block of West Pratt Street about 8:30 last night, sending one car through the Schroeder Street gate and into the Harry C. Eck Education Station building. Now, none of the museum's collection pieces were in that area. Building inspectors called to the scene to check the damage, and the crash remains under investigation. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced the Merit Act, which will reinstate recently terminated probationary federal employees. Alsobrooks says the bill protects and restores a meritorious civil servants, quote, shamefully attacked by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. She says if DOGE were serious about rooting out unqualified workers, they'd focus on their own disastrous cabinet nominees. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Emergencies strike at any time without warning. When they do, food disappears fast. That's why prepared Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the leader in long-term emergency food storage to protect their families. For a limited time, order their best-selling four-week emergency food supply and get four free 72-hour food kits. That's 12 extra days of food at no extra cost. That's nearly 2 weeks of extra food free to keep your family secure. Plus, free shipping. Order by 3 p.m. for same-day shipping. All kits deliver 2,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and 4 free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 581. Your pick 4, 9135. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop filled in just a bit between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 West. But we're moving. Parkville side, great shape here right now, both on the inner and the outer loop at Hartford Road. And in and around Greenspring Avenue, no problems there. We're still under 5 minutes. Lanes are open. Doing okay so far this morning. Moving south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures warming up, more heat, more humidity this weekend. Not much rain, only a few showers later today, 67 the high. Tomorrow, no rain, sunshine, 83, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports. Pardon me, the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman suffered through an abysmal second half of the 2024 campaign, came back refreshed in spring of 25, and he brought that north of the border yesterday to Toronto.
A high, towering drive to right. That's where he is. He's in the bullpen. In fact, he's in the bleachers.
Cashman, his first at-bat of the season. A towering Toronto home run.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Rutschman would deliver another later, part of a six-home-run Oriole franchise record on opening day, as the Birds pounce on the Blue Jays from the get-go. 12-2 was the final. They beat Oriole nemesis Jose Berríos in the process. Rutschman with two, Mullins with two, O'Neill and Westberg all going yard. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
Unbelievable to see what game Rutschman, O'Neill, and Mullins had. Those guys have serious power, and you know, it's great to see those guys get off to a good start.
Birds pound out 14 hits in all in support of Zach Eflin, who goes six stellar, one hit, two runs, one mistake, a two-run shot allowed in the fourth. Elsewhere in the East, the Yanks beat the Brewers, Red Sox over the Rangers. The Rays open today, and Bryce Harper quieted the crowd in D.C. yesterday. 7-3 was the final, a long home run for Bryce Harper. Speaking of long home runs, how about this from Shohei Ohtani?
Here's the 3-2. Shohei hits this one to left. It's carrying over the wall. He delivers again. Ohtani, a home run. Tom Hanks must have called it. Magic called it. And the Dodger fans are looking forward to seeing that for years to come.
They were all out last night, including Rob Lowe. Dodgers 5-4 over the Tigers. They beat Turek Skubal in the process. Dodgers may not lose a game this year. Just joking, of course. It was a game for a while last night in San Francisco, but the Terps proved no match for the Gators last night in the Sweet 16. Florida over Maryland, 87-71 was the final. Kevin Willard's future up for debate, as even he acknowledged in the postgame.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But, you know, I don't know.
He is something else. Needless to say, more to come. One NBA note. Pacers set a franchise record with 162 points last night in regulation. They beat the Wizards in D.C. on the ice last night. Caps beaten by the Wild 4-2. Ovi is still six away. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how about them O's?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
There was a lot of sports going on in Baltimore and Maryland yesterday.
Yeah, sure was. Much. How about that display of firepower in Toronto, though?
That was unbelievable. Six home runs, and right from the get-go, you know, Tyler O'Neill in front of his family, he brought donuts to the clubhouse. Yeah. Brandon Hyde said, bring them every day.
No better way to respond to the Toronto fans booing our national anthem.
Yeah. Again. And it's going to happen all year. It'll happen today. And then, of course, Maryland. How about those comments from Kevin Willard after the game? He doesn't know what he's doing.
I think he's gone.
I don't think there's a way back at this point. I mean, if you're a new athletic director coming in, which is what happens at Maryland,
you want your own guy.
Here are the facts. A, you want your own guy. B, what did Kevin Willard actually do in this tournament? He beat Grand Canyon State.
Yeah. The Antelopes.
The Antelopes. And he barely beat, if not for a buzzer beater, Colorado State.
Right.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
He didn't win a Sweet 16 game.
And they got exposed with Florida, who's going to contend for the national championship.
They are legit. So interesting times here in Baltimore and Maryland.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:38.
Go ahead. Yeah. But I want your studio first.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say it. So let's take a phone call here. 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Here is Tom and Timonial.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, you there?
Tom could not hang with us.
Did you have a question for Gary?
Yeah, actually, I just have something for both of you. All right. Question for both of you.
Do I have to be present?
You have to be present.
Oh, do I?
You do, yes.
But you mean I can't win if I'm not present?
Correct.
Okay.
We just spent 3 minutes on this. No. I want you to think back to the very first commercial you ever did. The very first commercial you ever did on TV, on radio, whatever it might be. And think of who else we've seen in their very first commercials ever. I stumbled across this yesterday. Identify this voice. as this individual is out there pitching for frozen food. Here he is.
Must have whispered.
Here we go.
Hey, right now, Loblaws is having a huge frozen food sale. You can get tremendous value on over 50 frozen food items, frozen vegetables, frozen meat entrees, frozen concentrated juices, ice cream. If it's frozen, you can save plenty. Don't get left out in the cold. Come on in and stock up that freezer. Loblaws frozen food sale. Another reason why more than the price is right. Does he work here?
Who? I pick up a distinct Canadian accent.
Yeah. What about you?
Kevin Spacey.
No.
I know it is because I loaded it.
Yeah, yeah. William Shatner.
Okay, I got that.
He was like 24, 25 years old.
Yeah, and now he's 195.
Sideburns down to his jawline. You know, dark black hair. Yeah. It's just, sometimes I'm very amused by hearing this kind of stuff. That's all.
Yeah. And I had to stay for that. I gotta go do some sports work.
Oh, fine. More work for you.
All right, thanks,
More
Terry.
Work for you.
Tom and Timonium is back
morning,
now.
Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Tomas.
We're having some issues with our phones, I think.
Yeah, all right,
so we'll take a look at that, put Tom back on hold, and you can do your audio clips,
yep,
and I'll take a look at the phone system, see what we got.
Hakeem Jeffries yesterday was bragging about how well the Democrats are doing. No, honestly, he was. And actually, there's some reason for him to be crowing, because in the off-year elections, the off-elections, the special elections are being held for Congress, Democrats are winning these elections, Republicans are not. That's part of why, at least Stefanik is not going to be going to the UN. She's going to be staying in the House because the Republicans really need that seat. Here's Hakeem Jeffries.
There is an energized Democratic base, and swing voters, along with independents, are abandoning Republicans in droves all across America.
Yeah, but as far as an energized base, you take a look at some of the members of the Trump cabinet, like Doug Collins, who heads the VA, and you're going to find that these people are more than energized. They are focused, and they are pushing back hard on swamp media. This is a longer soundbite, but you've got to hear this. This is a VA Secretary Doug Collins and the smirker.
Do you believe that a mistake was made here, though, to have this conversation, to add a reporter, and to have it on an unsupported, classified group setting?
Caitlin, as I've just told you, I've just answered the question. I wasn't part of it. And, you know, I'm not going to speculate more than what the president's already talked about and those who've been involved have talked about. But we'd love to talk about the veterans.
Yeah, and I do have questions about the veterans. But is this typical for the cabinet to have conversations over Signal? Is this something that you use?
Well, Caitlin, since you undoubtedly do not want to talk about the VA, I have a question. As VA Secretary, as Cabinet, I want to ask you, because I've been curious about this, because my job is to take care of veterans, and I would like to know why CNN is hostile to veterans, especially one in Florida where you just had a $5 million defamation suit, taking offense at a veteran who was trying to help people. In fact, one of your employees actually said, we're going to nail him. I have a question for you, Caitlin. Is that employee still employed? Are you really concerned about veterans? So if we don't want to talk about veterans now, you want to talk about everything else, I'd like to hear from CNN as the veteran cabinet secretary why CNN seems to have a problem with veterans.
Well, Mr. Secretary, respectfully, my question was about whether or not you as a member of the cabinet use this. And respectfully, I'm conducting the investigation. And I do have a lot of questions for you on Veterans Affairs, but I don't think
it would be unwarranted. What you want to do is you want to talk about a subject. What you want to do is talk about the subject I've already answered. And if you want to continue this like this, that's fine. But there are VA employees who are working very hard. There are veterans who get their care from the VA, and they get their benefits from the VA. And it does me no good to speculate on something that I've already asked and answered. So I've asked and answered your question. Why don't you answer mine? Are you still? Is this person still employed who said they were going to nail one of my veterans? Who you had to do a $5 million award from a jury because of defamation, and then you settled the case. Answer my question.
In other words, shut up and sit down. It was a wonderful moment because the smirker had no idea how to handle somebody actually pushing back live as aggressively as Doug Collins did. He is patient zero. He's the one to model after when coming up against the swamp media. Take no guff and push back hard. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Construction zone is there and active now, northbound 95.
Harford County 76-mile marker at Route 24. Believe it or not, they do construction Friday morning, start of the weekend, and they do construction every day. They block the right lane. They create more than a mile backup on the northbound side. I'm going to leave it at that because I'll get in trouble. In the meantime, southbound 95 is still clear from Mountain Road through White Marsh Boulevard. It ain't bad at all this morning. We'll take it. Boy, oh boy, let's just hope it stays that way. Still clear. Good to go at both the tunnels. A little more traffic on the Beltway, especially on the west side now from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says we're expecting a few light showers possible this afternoon or evening, 67, but really nice Saturday in store. Sunny and 83, clouds on Sunday, 78, the expected high. Right now, cloudy 42 in Edgewater, and it's 41 in Forest Hill. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Yes, nice. Indeed. New survey out on March Madness. We're now down to, again, the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Headed towards the Elite Eight. What do you think the overall number one food is for people snacking during March Madness?
Nachos.
No.
Pizza.
Pizza number one.
Really?
Yeah, I knew Chuck would get that. Yeah. Number two, wings.
Wings.
Number three, chips and pretzels. And number four, sliders.
Mm-hmm.
So those were
and
the
number
top.
Number five, Jack Daniels and water.
Exactly. Is that one of your favorites in there, Chuck?
That's a little bit. Yeah, all of that.
All of that. Yeah, all of it.
Including the Jack and bourbon and branch.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Log it.
Well, what goes on the pizza, though? I mean, pizza's wonderful, but depending on what you have on it.
Pepperoni and onion.
Pepperoni
sometimes jalapenos.
Really? Yeah. Jalapenos.
Jalapenos. Si, senor.
Good stuff. Yeah. All good stuff.
As we say in Old Mexico.
Are you an anchovy guy? Do you like anchovies on the... I don't like anchovies.
Nah, no, sometimes.
No.
Too
I
salty.
Like Caesar salad.
They're salty, yeah. On a Caesar, maybe. No, there's a pizza made by, I can't remember the name of the place, called a Sporky, which uses goat cheese, and it's really good.
Yeah.
But you can't, I don't think they deliver one of those. It's a chain.
I don't want anything from a goat. Nothing from a goat.
Nothing from a goat. Keep
that
in mind.
Greatest of all traffic.
Taco Bell's new Crispalupa is testing in an American city. So we'll see if it goes well there. They may branch out. The Crispalupa. They're also Taco Bell. They have like a new item every day. Must change their menu. New toasted cheddar street chalupas are being released nationwide. So you should get one near you, Chuck, there at Taco Bell in Brooksville.
And don't forget, keep your hands off your pistola.
Yes. Rice Krispies Treats introducing their new first bars with multiple toppings. So now you can get toppings on your Rice Krispie bars. Used to be just we get a vanilla or you get a chocolate Rice Krispie bar. Now they're coming with sprinkles and all sorts of little toppings in there.
I used to go to a lot of bars that had no toppings, but that was just the staff.
Yes, it was. That was on the block years ago, and then you'd finish up at Pollock Johnny's.
The Circus Show Bar in the corner there at Gay Street, Baltimore.
With the works. I still remember you ordering it with the works.
Yeah, it was the works, all right.
More information than we need.
Girl came out and served it up. She didn't even use a tray.
It was, they called it Chuck Sausage Fest.
Yes, it was.
Okay, then. Moving on.
That was the storefront across from Pollock Johnny's.
Trying desperately to keep some of our female listeners.
We keep all of them. You know that.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680. Let's try it once more. Tom in Timonium.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yes, loud and clear. Yeah. We fixed the problem.
You know, it's terrible to follow the Chuck wagon. Chuck's the only guy I know that stands in front of a microwave and says, hurry!
Good line.
Anyway, what I wanted to mention is, you know, you're talking about moving out of the state of Maryland, and as I'm a few years away from retirement, lifelong resident, and unfortunately with job situation and taking care of an aging parent who can't be moved, I'm sort of stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
But my financial advisor always brings up a good point when I talk about moving out of Maryland. He said, you know, in this area, we have really good health care. We have, you know, University and Hopkins and all the hospitals and the medical care. And I have a friend that moved from New Jersey to Delaware, you know, $9,000 property tax versus $1,200.
Yeah.
property tax. And but the problem is, you know, it's a year or more to get a dentist appointment. Emergency care is okay, but you don't have the specialists and the hospitals and the care that you really need in a lot of these areas. And he said that a lot of people actually wind up coming back because they need the medical care that they don't have in some of the areas where people retire to. So, you know, it's maybe not a reason to stay, and, you know, if you price you out of the state, but that's one point that, you know, we need to consider, especially as you get older, the availability of good medical care.
Yeah, that's a valid point, and I've seen that with some friends and family members as well. I know some of my friends had moved and retired to Tennessee around Nashville, but they have Vanderbilt down there as one of the best hospitals. You have some areas like Duke and North Carolina, of course, and you've got some in Florida. But, yeah, you're right. There are some areas where the medical care, you know, is not as good as it here in the Baltimore region and absolutely. In Maryland as well. So, yeah, it's something to factor in. It's the overall quality of life that you have to think about when you
right.
are retired.
I want to get out. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we're getting worse than California here. I mean, I don't know how they expect us to stay. The Republican Party in Maryland has got to do something to try to at least get some sort of parity where we can have some sort of influence.
Or at least remember the drive for five with Hogan that failed miserably.
Yep. Yep.
At least you can override a veto or stop the supermajority from that. Tom, thanks so much for the call and sharing, and sorry for the bumps and starts there on your call into the show. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore is saying that the surplus that he was handed, the $5.5 billion surplus, he says that actually wasn't real. We'll explain here on The Morning Drive.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Join WCBM for a fireside chat at our inaugural Pints and Politics Happy Hour. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
Congratulations.
Join me and a very special guest as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com.
Come in, leave.
At Pints and Politics, April 30th at Michael's Cafe. See you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Now, it's just at Michael's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Great meal. Great place.
Yeah. And I am looking forward to being a special guest.
Yes. We'll knock you over the head and drag you in.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 6:53 Friday morning. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, there's a new problem on 95 South after you leave the Beltway coming down into Rosedale. And it just got a little bit worse because the fire department just rolled up, thought it was a broken down vehicle, and now to appears to be a wreck on the right side. They were letting traffic go by to the right as you're moving south, but now the fire department is there, so it looks like at this point, with their lane blockage, it's a single lane to the left on 95, right after the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. Ramp traffic coming off the Beltway, you're going right by it. The express lanes going right by it. But if you're coming down 95 from the Beltway, from Rossville Boulevard through that area, once you get to the Beltway, single lane to the left, it'll change probably within 10, 15 minutes or so, and we'll come back and revisit that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
And your weather channel forecast, a few light showers possible this morning, but into this afternoon or evening hours. 67 is the high. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and 83. Sunday will be clouds will move in and 78. Right now, mostly cloudy, 40 in Glen Burnie. It's 40 in Pasadena. So back in January of 2023, in a letter to legislative leaders, Governor Wes Moore, or should we call him Governor Spenmore? Again, interesting. Said that we are in a fortunate financial position. And he was talking about the $5 billion in surplus that he was left by the previous governor. And, of course, in the last 2 years, that $5 billion vanished. Poof. Like magic in thin air. Not only did it vanish, we now have a $3.3 billion structural deficit. So that's an $8.3 billion swing. Where'd the money go? When he was pressed Thursday about the surplus, Governor Moore said, quote, it wasn't real. He said, when you have a one-time infusion of cash, that is not structural surplus. That is not math. It's political math. It's dark money gaslighting. End of quote. That wasn't real money. It was just there on paper.
Monopoly money? I mean, it was used to pay bills, wasn't it? It was accepted as just the same as U.S. currency?
Look.
What the hell does he mean?
Surplus is a surplus no matter what its origin. So if it came from the feds, okay. Or if it came from increased revenues to the state, doubtful, during his tutelage and governorship. But, wherever it comes from, it's a surplus. That means you have more money on hand than you have accounted for, that you have spent. But here he said some of the funding, are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Some of the $5 billion surplus, he started to, try to answer where it went. And he said one of the concerns was Charlotte Hall. That's the veterans' home in St. Mary's County. He said I'm not going to let veterans living in the state of Maryland to be living in one of the worst veterans' homes in the country. End of quote. Well, you could have moved them to a nicer veteran home.
Yeah, that would be a possibility.
Okay. Or he decided he was going to send money to improve. And look, I have no problem with that, but how much? Why can't you give us the exact figure? How much of the $5 billion went to Charlotte Hall in St. Mary's County? He does not elaborate. And number two, he said there were structural funding issues, especially with the Transportation Trust Fund, one of my all-time favorites, because we all know that trust fund, folks. That's a little bit of an ATM machine for the Democrats in this state. Yeah, that required an infusion of cash. Okay, again, governors spend more. How much? How much of the $5 billion surplus went to the Transportation Trust Fund? And how much of it went to Charlotte Hall? On X, former Governor Lockdown Larry, responding to some of what Governor Moore has been saying about the surplus, quote, that's a lot of BS. There's a lot of BS and finger-pointing flying around in Apple, so let's set the record straight.
Yeah.
He wrote on social media. Recent UMBC poll, and once again, as we mentioned, 53% indicate they're at least considering a move out of Maryland. Look, folks, this is our money, whether it's federal dollars or whether it's state dollars, it's our money. It belongs to the taxpayers. It does not belong to Spenmore and Adrian Jones and Bill Ferguson and some of the uniparty swamp-like Republicans that vote for this nonsense. It belongs to us, and it should have been returned to us. Do you know that Virginia and Pennsylvania are contemplating refunds to their taxpayers? Did you know that the state of Florida is returning $838 billion to the federal government?
No kidding.
It can happen, folks. It does happen. But not in loony left-wing states like Maryland. And I say that not because of the denizens, but because of the creatures that occupy the General Insane Asylum. That's who's responsible for our financial morass.
Yeah, power corrupts. Absolute power tends to corrupt. Absolutely. And that's what we're seeing right now is the Democrats feel they have absolute power and they can do whatever they damned well please in this.
And thing. We see it. We see it in California, in Illinois, in Massachusetts, just to name a few. Actually, most of the West Coast. Washington, Oregon, California, pretty much gone. And on the East Coast, it's most of New England until you get down to Virginia where there's some, you know, glimmer of hope.
Yep.
Because why? Because of Governor Youngkin. Who has done an amazing job in Virginia. Hopefully that'll continue with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, who is now running down in Virginia.
Because he's term limited.
Yeah.
Youngkin's
he gets one.
Yeah.
It's one term in Virginia. But here in Maryland, did you know it's not real money? It's dark money gaslighting. You've been gaslit. Folks, I would agree with Governor Moore. You have been gaslit, but not on the surplus. It is on the tax increase and on the spending by Governor Moore and the progressive Marxists who run this state. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Vance leading a U.S. delegation to Greenland today, the group including Second Lady Usha Vance visiting an American Space Force base. A leading defense policy expert cautions of possible Iranian retaliation here at home if the U.S. military hits targets inside Iran.
Former Senator Jim Talent says there's a good chance Iran would deploy sleeper cells in a bid to assassinate the president.
Yeah, I would think that's almost a dead certainty if we were to attack Iran directly.
Talent says the people of Iran may demand a response from their own government.
They've been hurt very badly, and it is a region where strength and success matters.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's why Iran's regime may feel a need to strike some kind of blow inside the U.S. just to remain in power. Bob Agnew reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says there's one less dangerous criminal alien on the loose this morning.
He is an illegal alien from El Salvador. And he will not be living in our country much longer. He's in custody this morning. One of the top leaders right here near our nation's capital.
Bondi says a 24-year-old man, allegedly the East Coast leader of the violent MS-13 street gang, was arrested in Woodbridge, Virginia, just south of Washington. Thailand and neighboring Myanmar shaken by a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. A Bangkok high-rise under construction came crashing down. The Thai defense minister says 90 people are missing, 3 confirmed deaths at that site. There have been multiple high-water rescues across South Texas, where intense thunderstorms and the Rio Grande Valley have unleashed flash flooding. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures a bit lower. The Dow futures down 15 points, while the NASDAQ futures are off 30 points. The S&P futures, 2 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You want to give your dogs the very best. No matter what they're eating, you should add Dr. Fido's to every bite. Just sit back and watch them lick their bowl clean, knowing they are getting 40 carefully selected ingredients made from whole foods, spices, and fibers from bananas to sweet potatoes. Vet developed Dog Trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Go to drfidos.com and subscribe to save $20 each month. That's drphytos.com.
Good morning, 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The delay is still there, 95 south. If you're coming inside the Beltway into Rosedale, the wreck is south of the bridge at Kenwood Avenue, and it's still only the left-hand lane getting by. Fire department, medic unit there on the right side. The ramp traffic from the Beltway is good. The express lanes coming south are good. Main line of 95, you're going to be backed up coming down from Rossville Boulevard from the King Avenue Bridge. And again, once you get south of the Beltway, single lane to the left going by the accident scene.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures warming up, more heat, more humidity this weekend. Not much rain, only a few showers later today, 67 the high. Tomorrow, no rain, sunshine, 83, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow, what a weekend ahead of us. Middle River, currently 37 degrees, Hunt Valley 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced the Merit Act, which would reinstate recently terminated probationary federal employees. Alsobrooks says the bill protects and restores the meritorious civil servants, quote, shamefully attacked by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. She says if DOGE were serious about rooting out unqualified workers, they would, again, her words, focus on their own disastrous cabinet nominees, including a Secretary of Defense who is leaking classified war plans. By the way, she was also joined by Maryland's Chris Van Hollen and Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine from Virginia in this initiative. The president of the Randallstown NAACP has stepped down after 6 years. In a statement, Ryan Coleman listed some accomplishments of his branch, including work to remove, or renovate rather, Security Mall, bringing the grocery outlet to Liberty Road, and breaking down barriers between police and the community. He says, however, the Baltimore County branch of the NAACP never wanted to work with Randallstown, and the state chapter has chosen to criticize the accomplishments instead of supporting them. Maryland Sheriff's Association speaking out against legislation to prohibit law enforcement from entering into a 287G agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The Maryland Values Act would limit the state and local involvement with federal immigration enforcement, and Frederick County Sheriff says this is a terrible and dangerous piece of legislation. 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 581. Pick 4, 9135. That's 9135. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles showing yesterday in Toronto the potential this team has if all parts are healthy and in working order, especially Tyler O'Neill.
O'Neill drives one the other way. That's headed out toward right field. He's done it again! The unstoppable opening day machine! Tyler O'Neill has homered for a sixth consecutive year on opening day.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Tyler O'Neill, what a moment. From Burnaby, British Columbia, home country, family there. Hit a dinger. O's hit six in all, a franchise record. Zach Eflin allows one hit, and the Birds win it. 12-2 was the final. After the game, a giddy Adley Rutschman on O'Neill.
I saw it. Everyone kind of knew. And when he hit it, I think everyone was just going crazy because that's just such an amazing feat and awesome. And he's in Canada. And I think it was just so cool to see.
Big smiles all the way around in the Oriole clubhouse. The opposite, though, in San Francisco. March Madness turned to March Sadness last night for the Terps. 87-71 was the final, beaten by Florida in the Sweet 16. Maryland head coach Kevin Willard vigorously at the mic in the lead-up to the game, striking a much different tone last night.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But, you know, I don't know.
And that's the season for Maryland basketball. Coming up in 30 minutes, the greatest buzzer beater call in the history of basketball. You don't want to miss it. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Democrats apparently are cursing Cousins. Elon and Doge on Fox News Channel last night was must-see TV. You must see this interview. We got some highlights from that. A little bit later on, we have, believe it or not, there's been a loophole discovered that may allow illegal aliens to vote in federal elections. Wow. We'll tell you where it is and why it's so significant. And when do you hear what a doctor has said about the jab and what he has discovered? It's a stunning, stunning revelation on how our youngest children now are getting cancers that he's never seen before, ever. Mm. It's all coming up, once again, we're dealing with students who are over here on student visas that need to go.
Her name is Rumi Yessa, or I guess that's how I pronounce her. Last name is Ozturk. She is a Turkish student here in this country, and she has had her visa revoked, and she's being told, you're no longer welcome here. Get the heck out.
If you go apply for a visa right now, anywhere in the world, let me just send this message out. If you apply for a visa to enter the United States and be a student, and you tell us that the reason why you're coming to the United States is not just because you want to write op-eds, but because you want to participate in movements that are involved in doing things like vandalizing universities, harassing students, taking over buildings, creating a ruckus, we're not going to give you a visa. If you lie to us and get a visa and then enter the United States and with that visa participate in that sort of activity, we're going to take away your visa.
Pretty straightforward. This is up in Boston. It happened. She was detained by federal officers as she walked the street in Boston. She is a supporter of the Palestinian causes. She is now swept up by the Trump administration's crackdown on immigrants who express their political views. This is not just expressing political views, by the way. This is an AP story. Just noted this is an individual who wants basically to have chaos in the streets. She is here because she strongly opposes this government and its policies. And you're a guest in this country. And that doesn't mean we have to put up with virtually everything you do. We can actually say, no, we don't want you here as a guest anymore. Don't let the screen door hit you or the Lord don't split you.
I think it's crazy. I think it's stupid for any country in the world to welcome people into their country that are going to go to your universities as visitors. They're visitors. And say, I'm going to your universities to start a riot. I'm going to your universities to take over a library and harass people. I don't care what movement you're involved in. Why would any country in the world allow people to come and disrupt? Now, we gave you a visa to come and study and get a degree, not to become a social activist that tears up our university campuses.
Now, we have actually used this analogy a number of times. If you're talking about the southern border, somebody comes in and breaks into your home and you're not there, that doesn't mean they can stay there forever. Rubio applies it to this student in the following way.
Every country in the world has a right to decide who comes in as a visitor and who doesn't. If you invite me into your home because you say, I want to come to your house for dinner, and I go to your house and I start putting mud on your couch and spray painting your kitchen, I bet you're going to kick me out. Well, we're going to do the same thing if you come into the United States as a visitor and create a ruckus for us. We don't want it. We don't want it in our country. Go back and do it in your country. But you're not going to do it in our country.
Period.
There's a long history of us inviting people in to study at our universities, and then they go back and they take that knowledge and use it against us. Japanese did.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
a lot of the Arab world has done the very same thing.
The college and universities are doing it because of the financial benefit.
Yeah. They get more money.
Full-paying students there. Yeah. 713 right now. Now that takes care of the Turkish student. We'll talk about a guy down in Virginia who's going to be going home as well. That's coming up. Right now, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right. The accident 95 south of the Beltway after Kenwood Avenue in Rosedale on the shoulder now. So all the lanes are open. I just looked at the backup and the backup is pretty bad. It's back beyond the bridge at King Avenue. So the heads up now is coming south from White Marsh Boulevard down to the Beltway in the mainline lanes, the express lanes. You're taking the ramp to the Beltway, no problem. You're in the express lanes, no problem. But the main line of the 95 section coming south from King Avenue to Rosedale and down through there, still backed up. After that, eventually all this traffic will show up southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. West Side Outer Loop only looking at brake lights right in the area between I-70 and Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Friday forecast, according to the Weather Channel, is going to be maybe some light showers still possible this morning through later on this afternoon into the early evening hours, and 67 the high. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and 83 before cloud cover moves back in Sunday with a high of 78. Right now, cloudy 40 in Columbia, and it is 41 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Interesting things that President Trump had to say about the 2020 election on a nationally syndicated radio show by Westwood One. Let's hear what he has to say.
I think they're going to learn how corrupt the election was. It was a very corrupt election. That was, you're talking about the second election, I assume. That was an election that I won. I won by a lot. And you're going to find that out. The documents are there.
The documents are there. You're going to find out that I won in 2020. That's what he's talking about. And 3 November 2020 has been one of my pet peeves for the longest time. For you MAGA types, you better wake up. You won a battle, but you haven't won the war. And the war continues to be waged by the left with these mail-in ballots. We're never going to have, I think, the integrity of our elections protected until these mail-in ballots are addressed.
Yeah.
Case in point, 36th District in Pennsylvania. Since it moved from Philadelphia to Lancaster County in 1979, it has gone. It was 16 plus for Trump 4 months ago. It was R16, and yet the Republican lost. Parsons, I think his name was. There were more mail-in votes for the Democrat candidate than Democrat voters who requested them. How does that happen?
Wow.
How do they mail? I understand the provisional ballots. Okay, whatever. But more mail-ins, there, and it wasn't even close. It was in the thousands. So that's number one. District 6 in Florida, that's the Michael Waltz seat. That was went for Trump by 20 points.
Yeah.
That's closer than for coverage. So that has led the president to withdraw Elise Stefanik and her ambassadorship from the United Nations because they're worried about margins in the House. And next Tuesday, there's a huge election in Wisconsin. We've talked about it. Supreme Court, Susan Crawford versus Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel's the Republican. Susan Crawford gets in, she's going to redistrict, and they're going to take at least two seats, maybe three,
yeah,
in Wisconsin. So if you have friends or family in Wisconsin, you better call them, tell them to wake up. MAGA better wake up. You have not won the war. Democrats never give up. We, unfortunately, we take the foot off the pedal. That's very sad.
Yeah, you can look at a number of military battles where the one side of the conflict won the first day and then decided, oh, we've pretty much taken care of them. And the second day, the counterattack happened, and they got their heads handed to them on a plate. And that's what's happening to MAGA right now.
Speaking of counterattacks, the signal gate. A counterattack is against Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Here is a clip of a hearing the other day with a Democrat by the name of Gomez going after Hegseth.
To your knowledge, do you know whether Pete Hegseth had been drinking before he leaked classified information?
I don't have any knowledge of Secretary Hegseth's personal habits.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Director Radcliffe, same question. Yes or no?
You know, no, I'm going to answer that. I think that's an offensive line of questioning. The answer is no. I find it interesting that you want to...
Hey,
I'm going to answer. You asked me a question. You want an answer?
No, listen.
You don't
want
to focus on the good work that the CIA is doing, that the intelligence community...
Director, I reclaim my time. Director, I reclaim my time. Here, I have huge respect for the CIA, huge respect for our men and women in uniform. But this was a question that's on the top of minds of every American, right?
No, it's not.
He stood in front of a podium in Europe holding a drink.
It was
so,
water.
Of course, we want to know if his performance is compromised. If people were asking if the General Austin was compromised because of a heart issue...
Was his performance compromised because of a successful strike?
I bring my...
You want to know? You want to talk about accepting responsibility? Do you think you should accept responsibility for a successful strike to make Americans safer?
You want to focus on...
Yeah, just an absolute asshat. The drink that he had on the podium was water.
Water. Well, he's drinking hydrogen dioxide. You know.
So for a signal gate, guess who's on the board of the signal messaging app?
I was floored when I found this out.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Leftist NPR CEO Catherine Mayer is on the board. I think she's a spook, personally. I think she's CIA. And she's been placed in a lot of these areas just when needed. Private, according to the German magazine Der Spiegel, private contact information passwords of Trump's top security officials, including Waltz, Gabbard, and Pete Hegseth, have reportedly been found online via hacked data and search engines. So it's easy. Someone leaked their stuff online. So any fool can persuade their way in. So there's more on Signalgate. We'll get to that maybe a little bit later on in the show. But it's just, it's really, really sad. And we'll also hear from the Prime Minister of Ontario on his pain that he wants to cause Americans. All right, it's 68 days now into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Well, this Saturday, as the temperatures go up into the low 80s, you're going to be tempted in some areas to throw on that AC. Of course, most people wait till it hits above 85 to 90 before they do that. But again, depends on the humidity. But
time is now.
Yeah, exactly. Now is the time to call our good buddies, Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Air, and get them out there to check your AC unit, making sure that it's properly maintained, it's ready to roll to meet the rigorous test of humid, hot summers in the Baltimore and Maryland region. And they'll do that by checking your coils, checking your system, making sure it's clean, making sure it's got refrigerant in it, the whole nine yards, and that it's operating properly and efficiently. A lot of units can still run, but not efficiently, thus costing you even more on your electric bill. So call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or log on to timkylecompany.com and schedule your AC unit maintenance service today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
We've learned
to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 Friday morning on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, you've done good coming south on 95 after White Marsh down to the Beltway through Rosedale. The wreck, once it got to the shoulder, it loosened up pretty quickly. So right now we're fine. White Marsh down to the Beltway. The accident at Kenwood Avenue is inside the Beltway. It's on the right shoulder. No impact right now. I didn't see a lot of traffic going south into both the Harbor Tunnels, but it has to be a little bit busy because all that traffic got stacked up on 95 back up through there. So 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Let me just look there. Not too bad. 895 going in. Let me check on that. And it's a little bit slow right at the top of the hill coming in from the overpass at I-95 and 895. But otherwise, it looks to be in pretty good shape. Let me just go back at O'Donnell Street, get a look there. And, yeah, we're back up right there. So, yeah, some of this traffic did come down to the Harbor Tunnels, creating at least a brief delay. But all the lanes are still open on 895 and 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says light showers still possible today, later on this afternoon, into the evening hours, 67 right now. Cloudy, 40 in Ellicott City, 43 in Edgewater. And let's go to the phones. Joe is in Dundalk.
Morning, Joe. Joe could not hang with us. Let's try Dave and have it a grace. Good morning, Dave.
Hello?
Hey, David.
Yes, sir, Dave. You're on the air.
Okay, great. My point I want to make is, and I hear this, it's not just you guys. Conservatives are confusing MAGA and the Republican Party. The Republican Party, although Donald Trump ran as a Republican, is not MAGA. I believe that you're going to find all this money that's been fraudulently spent, it's going to trace back to just as many Republicans in Congress as it does to Democrats in Congress.
Well, I would agree. I would agree with you there. Yeah, I mean that's uniparty.
So, but you were just complaining that MAGA's not turning out for Republican candidates because Republican candidates aren't adopting MAGA.
Well, Dave,
no,
here's the point. I'm listening to my people on the ground, Scott Pressler in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin, Charlie Kirk, and others who are equally concerned about what's happening in an off-year election after you think you've won the war. Now, MAGA, people in the Republican Party that identify as MAGA now is up to 35%. So that's an improvement. But you're right. It's a far cry that you have 65% that either don't identify as MAGA or don't associate with MAGA. So we still got a long way to go. But for all those people that did show up and vote for Donald Trump, we got to make sure that they're out in these local races as well.
Yeah, Dave, there's an old saying, don't let the perfect
that's
be...
My point is Congress has done nothing this year to show MAGA people that they're going to fight along with Donald Trump to reduce fraud, waste, and abuse in our government. If anything, with passing an identical continuing resolution last month to the one spending bill that we've had for the last 20 years, says, yep, we like spending $7 trillion when we only take in $5.
Yep. Dave, as a note, hold on, David. David, as a note, the spending bill, the CR, was not identical. There was less money, and some of the money was moved around to those priorities favored by the Trump administration.
But it was pretty close.
Yeah, it was close. However, it's not identical.
It wasn't less money. That's a misstatement. They didn't let it increase 2.8% to account for inflation.
Right.
So it was still the exact same bill that we lived with last year.
So, but I think you're
by $2 trillion.
Your criticism of the GOP running the House right now is on point. Where's the legislation?
Conservatives, and you're not the only one because I listen to the radio. I drive all day. I listen to the radio all day.
Right.
You're all confusing MAGA and Republicans as being the same.
No, I know they're not the same.
You just
I'm
said
talking
65% are Republicans. Aren't MAGA.
I'm talking about the voting block. Weight. The voting block that put Trump in last November. Those are the ones that are sitting at home right now in some of these special elections. Now, the other problem is the mail-in ballots, which we discussed at great length. But here's the thing. They're going to have to deliver.
What are the Republicans doing about that?
Oh, that's you're right.
They like an election system where they're number two.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've heard no.
Say,
look,
well, it's not our fault. The Democrats cheated, and that's why we have all these problems.
Look, guys, I respectfully
don't want to win.
Respectfully, I disagree.
Here in Maryland.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much. Dave made his point. So, Look, I understand where some people are confusing it. I'm not confusing. I'm just saying that, you know, again, and look, there are Republicans. There are a lot of what's her name, Murkowski. Murkowski just voted with the Democrats to get rid of Doge. Okay, so there are a lot of Republicans in the swamp that are still a problem.
There are, but the idea of sitting out a special election because the candidate is not pure enough for you. If that candidate has an R behind his or her name, that candidate is needed in Washington, D.C. for the Republicans to do a number of rather significant things. Yes. Well, that's what I'm seeing happening, is people say, that candidate's not pure enough, I'm not inspired enough.
Well, that's
very short-sighted.
The Pennsylvania election was a state election, not federal. What we have coming up in Wisconsin, however, will impact federal. What's happening in Florida will impact federal. It's a reason why Trump knows it's a problem. That's why he withdrew Stefanik's name at the UN. So he knows the margins right now. And Speaker Johnson, where are these pieces of legislation? Now we're hearing from John Thune that the reconciliation bill, the first one, won't be till July. That's 2 months later than it should be. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Sheriff's Association speaking out against legislation to prohibit law enforcement from entering into a 287G agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Maryland Values Act would limit state and local involvement with federal immigration enforcement. And Frederick County Sheriff Jenkins says it is a terrible and dangerous piece of legislation. Bolivar City Council President Zeke Cohen and council members have launched a petition so residents can express their concerns about rising energy prices. The Change.org petition calls on the Maryland Public Service Commission and BGE to provide rate relief for residents. Cohen is calling on the PSC to end the utility's multi-year rate plans, saying the increases are unsustainable and unaffordable for working families. Cohen says in January, the latest round of BGE rate increases started hitting Baltimore ratepayers, adding that hundreds of thousands of dollars of monthly bills went up overnight. He says for the last 3 months, the city council has heard from residents forced into impossible situations to drive more profit for the utility. Drivers being tested at a treater, that is, under shock trauma after crashing into the B&O Railroad Museum in Baltimore. The multi-vehicle crash happened at 900 block of West Pratt Street at about 8:30 last night, sending one car through the Schroeder Street gate and into the Harry E. Eck Education Station building. None of the museum's collection pieces were in that area. And Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced the Merit Act, which will reinstate recently terminated probationary federal employees. Alsobrooks also says the bill protects and restores the meritorious civil servants, quote, shamefully attacked by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. She says if Doge were serious about rooting out unqualified workers, they would, quote, focus on their own disastrous cabinet nominees, end quote. 6:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners, did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 581, Pick 4, 9135. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
Got an accident in the construction zone. It looks like it may have just cleared from 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. So we're moving again. Saw the state police there with the vehicles. It looks like now everybody's on the move. Brief delay even before Route 24, but it looks like now it will start to improve on the northbound side. Nothing major on the Beltway. JFX good to go. Accident coming into Montgomery County, southbound 270 after Route 85, just cleared to the shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures warming up, more heat, more humidity this weekend. Not much rain, only a few showers later today, 67 the high. Tomorrow, no rain, sunshine, 83, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles turned Rogers Center into their playground yesterday, mashing long balls to all parts of the ballpark. Six in all, a franchise opening day record, including a pair of Earl Weaver specials.
And Mullins puts one up in the air to right field. It's well hit.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. That three-run shot by Mullins in the seventh was the cherry on top as the Birds pound the Jays 12-2 the final. Mullins in the postgame.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Like, I had a lot of conversations about how spring training was. I was like, yeah, I'm seeing the ball well. I feel like I'm hitting the ball pretty hard. Just wanted to translate.
They do it again this afternoon, this evening, I should say, 7:07. Charlie Morton will make his Orioles debut. Dreams of an NCAA title evaporated last night for the Terps amid the hail of a second-half barrage administered by the Florida Gators. 87-71 was the final. Even Maryland head coach Kevin Willard admits his future is murky at best.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all.
And we'll see if he can do that next year in a Maryland Terrapin sideline. Watch out for Duke in the NCAAs. They beat Arizona last night 100-93. Cooper Flagg with 30 more points. The Devils are now averaging 94 points per game in three NCAA games. And then there's the NBA. Lakers at Bulls last night. Lakers just hit a shot to give them a one-point lead. Here's the call. Final seconds. Bulls have the ball. This is long, but stay with it. It is absolutely worth it.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Katie for the win. Go!
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby. Files. This is a special team. A lot. Elizabeth, watch Giddy. Half court. That's a shot for the ages.
Stacey King with the call. Adam Amin had the play-by-play. 7:37 is the time. A triple-double last night, by the way, for Josh Giddy, an Australian native, if you didn't already know that. When we return, how do you top that?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
and Recipic.
Not sure who Elizabeth was on that call, wife, mother, son, but who even knows?
He was excited.
But that is the beauty, though, of sports in general, number one. But broadcasting, radio, TV, I mean, you know, the broadcasters play a real small part in the actual, you know, event of the team. But but do they, actually? Because they're the conduit to the fan.
I remember years ago, was it NBC that did the one of the NFL games without any announcers?
Gail Gardner. Oh, well, no, that's not true. You're right. Gail Gardner was the first female announcer to call play-by-play.
Yeah,
but this is something different.
It was something different, And again, to me, it was just boring.
Yeah, it's abysmal.
You like that person to help paint the picture, to give the play-by-play, to help with the color, and so on and so forth. That adds to the overall experience, I think.
And that was quite an experience last night in Chicago.
Yep, yes it was.
I would just love to hear golf announcers with that kind of enthusiasm. I really would.
Or tennis.
If only the announcers would grunt like some of the tennis players, I think it would be very interesting. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and Sue is in Middle River. Good morning, Sue.
Morning, Sue.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having my call. So I just wanted to give my opinion about the naysayers that sit on the sofa and criticize the Republican Party. There is a lot happening in Maryland, and we just need more people to get off this sofa and stop pointing the finger. We're going to have a booth at the Towson Town Festival the first weekend in May. We've done 3 marches on Annapolis, and with limited people. In the meantime, when I was leaving one of those marches, one was for Secure the Vote, the other one Freedom Caucus, and one was with the Republican Central Committee to talk to the senators about the power problem. When I was leaving one of them, there were 3 busloads of chartered buses with people from Baltimore City. And you know they were all Democrats going in there in the evening to march on their march on Annapolis. Mm-hmm. So we can't do that as Republicans. We just don't have the people, the manpower. So I would suggest that people, instead of criticizing it, get active.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, look, we do our part here on WCBM, and certainly we get the message out, and we're welcome to, you know, anybody's welcome to come on the show, any Republican. And of course, a lot of the rhinos, the uniparty types, don't want to come on WCBM, so that's part of the problem.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, do, yeah. Go ahead.
I would suggest you get Kate Sullivan, Secure the Vote, just won a big court judgment.
Kate was just on with Kim Klasick last week, so she was on here.
Yeah, it'd be good to get her on your show, too, because sometimes the people in the morning don't always listen all day.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Kate is always welcome. Love Kate. Love Kate and love what she's doing.
Thanks,
Sue, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah. If I might note something, because I'm hearing these people have to be pure MAGA in order for people to actually put them in Congress. There are a lot of Republicans, as you note, who do not identify as MAGA. Those people are still in Congress voting for Donald Trump's agenda. And if the Republicans lose the majority in the House, that changes the entire dynamic of the second 2 years.
It's going to take a while to, you don't have to be pure anything, but to share that America First agenda and want to make the country better and move it in that direction.
There's the inclination, Sean, of saying you're not moving it in a direction in the way us pure MAGA people want to move it. I reject thought.
No,
we need to be a big tent.
The difference is, President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. And his agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
Well, I agree, except there's a difference between working against and supporting most of. And there's an inclination in any political party to go for the pure vote. And again, the old political saying is, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Understood.
I want to have ours behind the names in Congress.
But you, and I think I'd rather have a Republican in there that's going to vote with Trump 90% of the time than one who's going to do 20% of the time.
Personal preference, but I'll take the 20 if necessary.
Yeah, well, that I think we need to vote those people out and get the people that are more apt to vote 90%.
Fair enough, but while they're there, I'll take their 20%. Right. I'm not gonna badmouth them because we disagree on policy.
Elon Musk and Doge, they were on last night. Brett Baer, who is never Trumper, who I thought did an okay job in this interview. It's must-watch television. If you haven't seen it, 30%. It was a 30-minute interview. Here's just a brief clip of Elon Musk identifying their goal.
Our goal is to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion. From a nominal deficit of $2 trillion to try to cut the deficit in half to $1 trillion, or looked at it in total federal spending to drop the federal spending from $7 trillion to $6 trillion. At a high level, you should think of this as we want to reduce the spending by eliminating waste and fraud, reduce the spending by 15%, which seems really quite achievable. The government is not efficient, and there's a lot of waste and fraud. So we feel confident that a 15% reduction can be done without affecting any of the critical government services.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a fast. You should see it. It's 30 minutes long. It's all over the internet. It is worth watching. If we have time later on, we'll have another clip regarding Social Security. That's the way it went last night. Great job by Elon Musk and his Doge team.
743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is the telephone number if you would like to contest. First, though, Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. JFX looking at you live here. City County Line, no problems. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. A little more traffic now in the Beltway, filled in at Hartford Road on the outer loop. The inner loop at Green Spring. The west side is still only around I-70 Security Boulevard down through Route 40, so that's not bad. The old Harbor Tunnel, 895, right around O'Donnell Street, but moving. 95 is busy after O'Donnell Street, and again, all four of those southbound lanes are clear. No issues there. Now, 95 North, Harford County, there was a wreck in the construction area. They're back doing the construction. 95 North at Route 24, that's exit 76. Baltimore County with a new wreck, Pulaski Highway at Allender Road. They were also heading to a wreck just off Honeygold Boulevard, also on the east side. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your cooling system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we still have a chance of some light showers throughout the day today, 67. But by tomorrow, it'll be sunny and dry and 83. Clouds on Sunday, 78. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 44 in Forest Hill, 45 under cloudy skies in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have Lee in Bel Air as our contestant.
Morning, Lee.
Morning, guys. How's it doing?
Well, we're A-okay. Thank you so much. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
Good luck to you, Lee. Here are the three stories. Story one. In New Hampshire, a new business is stirring up controversy. The Diaper Spa is a haven for adults who role-play as children. There, the spa is open to all diaper-wearing individuals who seek acceptance, respite, and care. The facility is
at the sales department.
The facility is decorated like a nursery with a toys and adult size cribs. The $200 an hour or $1,500 a day for that experience.
Cool.
Story two, Los Angeles, after the wildfires burned 6,000 plus homes and millions of acres, the city of Los Angeles has issued zero permits to rebuild houses months after the wildfires did all of their damage. Not a single permit has been issued yet. And story three, in Evansville, Indiana, a plumber was called to unclog a restaurant's toilets, which he did. Apparently, the restaurant did not pay its bill, so said plumber returned to the restaurant and reclogged the toilets. Lesson learned. All right, story one, the Diaper Spa. That'll be a next traffic team sponsor, I'm guessing. Story two, L.A. has not issued a single permit to rebuild after the wildfires. For story three, plumber returns to reclog the pipe after a restaurant refuses to pay its bill. All right, what are you thinking, Bruce?
I'm thinking the permits in L.A. sounds like L.A. to me. And the plumber, I sure hope that's true, because that's justice right there. So I'm going to guess the Diaper Spa's fake news.
All right, Bruce goes for the Diaper Spa. Chuck?
I don't know. I like that diaper spa thing. It'd be very comforting.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Okay. What the hell? I'm going to go with the plumber.
All right. Chuck votes for story three. Kristen?
Well, I think the plumber story is true, and I also think the diaper story spa could be true. Remember, there is that BronyCon convention in Baltimore that comes up with all the adult furries,
yeah.
So
yep, right.
There's a lot of weird stuff out there. I'm going to say number two. I know L.A. is falling down on the job, but I think they've issued a few more than zero permits.
Okay. Story two is Kristen. And Lee, what are you thinking?
Boy, it's a choice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been a tough week.
I guess I'm going to go with one.
All right, Lee goes with story number one. Story three, the plumber story, that is a true story.
Good for him.
Good,
right.
Good
for him.
Yeah. So that is a true story. And story number one, the diaper spa, got a couple of votes. That is also a true story.
Is it really?
Lee, sorry for that. Thanks for listening to Play of the Game. Kristen was right on it this morning. L.A. has issued four permits.
Wow.
Not zero, but four.
That's almost a handful.
Yeah. So that is
even after that live meeting that Trump had with them, where he dressed down all the local officials and the mayor, and they promised, "Oh no, we're going to expedite things."
The latest is Mayor Karen Bass. They're showing favoritism on the permit process. So if you promise to rebuild an all electric home, you go to the top of the list.
Oh wow.
And you get your money, the permit, or rather.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to build the regular, gas-powered home or oil-powered or whatever the case may be, you go way down the bottom of the list. So
in other words, she is deliberately trying to overload the grid.
Yes.
Because that's what the result is going to be. They were brownouts already out there.
And Gavin Newsom has handed out for more money for that bullet train to nowhere, which Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, says, I'm not giving you $7 billion more. The thing was supposed to be done in a year's time for a lot less cost. It's cost overruns. It's dragged on for years. Folks, the Democrats can't be trusted with anything
when it
comes to business.
They want the federal money because that's always worked under every other administration. Right. That's why they do let these emergencies happen.
I think there's a possibility for diaper con at the convention center. I just came up with that. I think that'd be a good idea.
It depends.
Chuck, I could see you as the poster child now. Chuck,
maybe we can coincide that with the crab feast, the crab feast and diaper con.
Chuck, with nothing but diapers.
Big diapers.
Yeah, they'd have to be. Okay. We'll see in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. What a glorious weekend we have ahead of us. Today, a couple of light showers possible this afternoon, evening high around 67. Tomorrow, dry, sunny, temps in the 80s, around 83 degrees for Sunday. Partly to mostly cloudy and high 78 degrees. So a couple of spectacular days falling on the weekends. I will take that as a pattern from now until forever. Right now, 37 degrees in Essex. Hunt Valley has 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up after the 8 o'clock news, protests again. a prohibition of signing 287G agreements with the federal government. Yeah, the state doesn't want people to actually cooperate with the feds, so they have a bill in place to try to prevent that from happening. And Nino Mangione comes along on the House. That's 8:37 this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There's a trend in the Democrat Party, and we've played you example after example of this, of Democrats apparently having decided their way back into power is to be earthy. We'll talk about their earthiness coming up in a minute. First, though, 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
And this report brought to you as a service of DiaperCon. I just signed them in the last 2 minutes.
Hey, you're very efficient.
Right. I got stuff to do in the middle. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there'll be more copy coming in later.
That's good.
Okay, good. The ride through Annapolis looks good. There's a little bit of a slowdown at I-97 of Route 32, but everybody else is fine. The data showing all the lanes open at the Bay Bridge and over to the Severn River Bridge. Nothing really out of the ordinary on the Beltway. JFX is okay. Some slowing southbound, but nothing out of the ordinary at the Harbor Tunnels. 95 north, you're slow in the construction area, Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your weather channel forecast, maybe some few showers or still could be hanging around today through the afternoon or evening hours. 67 tomorrow. Gorgeous day. Sunny, dry, 83. Mm-hmm. Sunday, it'll be cloudy and 78. Right now, cloudy 44 in Arnold, and it is 43 in Middle River. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey Nelly. It's still to come. We have had a change in scheduling. Delegate Nino Mangione will be at the top of the hour.
Top of the hour, okay.
Because he has a delegation meeting at 8:30. So he'll be joining us right at the top of the hour. And then a little bit later on, is there a loophole for illegals to vote in federal elections?
Just amazing.
And when you hear what a doctor has discovered, first time in his life he's ever seen cancers like this among young children. And he's attributing that to the jab. So it's all still coming here on the Morning Drive.
Scott Jennings, who was a special consultant to President Bush way back when, now he's over on CNN. He's one of the very few sane voices, one of the only reasons I can think of actually turning that channel on. But he noted something, because we've talked about this over and over again the last month, about how the Democrats are using more and more profanity. You hear from the usual suspects, you know, from people like Jasmine Crockett, where she says, that's bull, dot, dot, dot. And this happens over and over again. But Jenny points something out. This is also tied together with the idea that it's perfectly okay to trash somebody else's personal vehicle because you disagree with the politics of the guy who runs the company that sells the vehicle. That's bizarre, if you think about it. Absolutely bizarre. He says the Democrats seem to love this stuff.
The problem is there's an audience for it. I heard Jimmy Kimmel's audience cheering on Tesla vandalism. I hear the Daily Show audience cheering on attacks on Elon Musk. I hear the human rights audience cheering on an attack on a man in a wheelchair. And I realize this is what the left has become, an angry mob of people who are cheering on attacks on a guy in a wheelchair and vandalism against people who bought a Tesla is pathetic.
They want to sound earthy. So in order to sound earthy and the common man, you have to drop the F-bomb every once in a while. And you have to say bull dot, dot, dot. And you have to do every other swear word you can think of. You have to attack people on a personal basis. It began a couple of years ago, and I think it was Jasmine Crockett who did it, characterizing one of your congressional opponents as having a butch body, bleach blonde hair. I mean, this kind of personal attack, look, it's stupid, but the Democrats seem to really like it. They think it's their pathway to getting back in the White House in 2028, and that means the most moderate voice among them becomes somehow the default nominee for the president, and that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We live in a very, very strange world. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, check this out, Sean. She was asked yesterday, she's walking along the road, reporter comes up and says, Nancy, can you give me your opinion about what's happening with people who own Teslas and Tesla dealerships? Here's her incredibly, look, this is something obviously everybody on the Hill has thought about a lot. And here is her particularly articulate response.
What do you think about what's happening with the Tesla product to the dealerships? What's your take on the situation?
Sorry, I'm a little bit late here right now.
Sorry, I'm late. Can't talk to you. I can't give you a 3-second opinion because somehow that would mean that I have to legitimize or delegitimize the violence we have going on. It's kind of to our benefit to have it. So I'm sorry, I have an appointment. It's a weird world. And then, of course, we have the PBS hearings the other day, NPR and PBS. The woman who heads PBS was asked to justify the following video clip that showed up on a PBS paid-for television broadcast for kids.
The hips on the dragon go swish, 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 swish. The shoulders on the dragon go shimmy, 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 blah, 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 blah. The mouth on the dragon goes blah, blah, blah. All through the town.
Yep, it was a drag queen performance. The hips go shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
They can do whatever they want. Just pull the taxpayer dollars out of it
you
completely.
You got it.
Law Office's Michael A. Freeman there for you 24-7. And serious accidents resulting in serious injuries. You do need serious legal representation. Why do I say that? Michael has told me over the years that a number of people believe that I don't need an attorney. I can do this on my own. Again, why should I give a percentage to an attorney on a serious injury case when I can save that money and, you know, I'll get most of that myself? Well, the problem with that thinking is you don't know the ground rules. You have no idea what environment you're about to launch yourself into. And many times, more often than not, people do serious damage to their own personal injury claims, so much so that even when they screw it up and they go to Michael, not even he can fix it. So, again, if you have a serious injury from a serious accident, call Michael Freeman. 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203. Tell him I told you to call.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. States of emergency have been declared as rescue crews desperately search for survivors of a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Thailand and neighboring Myanmar.
The quake caused the collapse of at least one high-rise building under construction in Bangkok and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate their homes and workplaces. The midday quake was followed by a strong 6.4 magnitude aftershock. Police say possible casualties from the building collapse near Bangkok's popular Chatuchak market are not yet known. The Greater Bangkok area is home to more than 17 million people, many of whom live in high-rise apartments. I'm Charles Delatesma.
And the Thai defense minister says 90 people are missing, 3 deaths confirmed at the scene of that high-rise collapse in Bangkok. In South Texas, flooding is the issue. Devastating flooding following torrential rains that dumped so much water on the Rio Grande Valley. There have been numerous high-water rescues. The courts continue throwing up roadblocks to the Trump agenda. This time, another federal judge blocking a presidential order against transgender troops in the military.
The order from U.S. District Court Judge Benjamin Settle in Tacoma is the second nationwide injunction against the policy in as many weeks. It came in a case brought by several long-serving transgender military members. They call the ban insulting and discriminatory and say their firing would cause lasting damage to their careers and reputations. A judge in Washington, D.C. issued a similar order last week, but then put her own ruling temporarily on hold as the government appeals. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel's military has hit Beirut for the first time since a ceasefire paused the latest Israel-Hezbollah war some 4 months ago. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 48 points. The Nasdaq futures off 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's...
Face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing on the Beltway, but nothing out of the ordinary. The Parkville side, the Interloop at Green Spring, the west side really looks good from Liberty Road down through Route 40. JFX is still good. There is some slowing. I think we're about 3, maybe 4 or 5 minutes southbound, both the harbor tunnels. Everybody's going into and coming out of both the tunnels. 95 Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open. Slowing in the construction zone, 95 northbound, Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures warming up, more heat, more humidity this weekend. Not much rain, only a few showers later today, 67 the high. Tomorrow, no rain, sunshine, 83, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, 37 in Hunt Valley and Aberdeen, 40 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Online. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced the Merit Act, which would reinstate recently terminated probationary federal employees. Alsobrooks says the bill protects and restores the meritorious civil servants, quote, shamefully attacked by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. As she says, if DOGE were serious about rooting out unqualified workers, they focused on their own disastrous cabinet nominees. President of the Randallstown NAACP has stepped down after 6 years. In a statement, Ryan Coleman listed some of the accomplishments of his branch, including work to renovate Security Mall, bringing the grocery outlet to Liberty Road, and breaking down barriers between police and the community. He says, however, that the Baltimore County branch of the NAACP never wanted to work with the Randallstown branch, and the state chapter has chosen to criticize their accomplishments rather than supporting them. And the Maryland Sheriff's Association speaking out against legislation to prohibit law enforcement from entering into 287G agreements with ICE. The Maryland Values Act would limit state and local involvement with federal immigration enforcement. Frederick County Sheriff Jenkins says it's a terrible and dangerous piece of legislation. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 581. Your pick 4, 9135. And next, it's Style on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the old adage in baseball is that the double play is the pitcher's best friend.
But yesterday, after the result, Zach Eflin would be justified to disagree.
O'Neill drives one the other way. That's headed out toward right field. He's done it again! The unstoppable opening day machine! Tyler O'Neill has homered for a sixth consecutive year on opening day.
Kevin Brown with a call, and Tyler O'Neill makes it rain. This one a three-run shot, an Earl Weaver special. One of the six birds hit on a record-setting opening day as the Orioles state their case with a 12-2 win over the Jays. After the game, an excited Adley Rutschman for his Canadian teammate.
I saw it. Everyone kind of knew. And when he hit it, I think everyone was just going crazy because that's just such an amazing feat and awesome. And he's in Canada, and I think it was just so cool to see.
Maryland basketball coach Kevin Willard at the mic last night after the Terps lost to the Gators in the Sweet 16. Willard booed by fans, apparently, before the game as the team was leaving the hotel. Willard was asked if that reception would turn him off to returning to Maryland if offered.
Not at all. I got my guy. We would not be in the Sweet 16 if it wasn't for Harvey Sanders. Harvey Sanders runs our collective, does all the fundraising, has been instrumental in getting us back to where we are. And Harv gave me the biggest hug. So he matters.
Much more to come as the Maryland basketball world turns. One final note on the ice. Caps beaten in the Wild last night by Minnesota 4-2. They come home Sunday against the Sabres at 3 p.m. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, wrapping up another session of the Maryland General Insane Asylum with less than 10 days to go. And they're going to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione a little bit earlier this morning. He's got a delegation meeting coming up at 8:30. Nino, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
And morning, man.
Thanks for the adjustment. You're right. Just the final week here, things moving around. Been a busy couple days. I just wanted to give a shout-out because last night I came back from Annapolis, saw my friend Kate Sullivan speak at the North County Republican Club. Back and forth on Thursday, or was it Wednesday night? I'm losing track of days. Our good friend Governor Ehrlich at Towson University for his scholarship. Of course, lots going on in Annapolis, as you said. As we're about to talk about, I'm sure, the big issue, the only issue right now, is the budget.
Yeah, and that to me, I remember nearly 20 years ago, because we've been doing this a long time, Governor O'Malley had a similar structural deficit problem. And they passed something called the Tax Reform Act of 2007, and they expanded taxable services to include all computer services. And then they got such pushback from the industry. They concluded the session, and they got such pushback from the computer industry that they had to go in special session to rescind the computer services tax, because they realized what they had done was a mistake, and it was going to chase businesses out of the state. It was going to impact small businesses. That was a different breed of Democrat. I don't think we're going to see the same kind of remorse from this crowd. Do you?
Not at all. I can't believe, Sean and Bruce, that I'm about to say this, but I'd rather return to the O'Malley days than this. And I am shocked to hear that from O'Malley.
Let's flag that one.
Are you feeling okay, man?
Because I mean, I'd rather go back to those times than, and those were horrible. But let's remember, tax and fees. What did he raise, like 80-some taxes and fees?
Piker.
338 taxes and fees last year. So this budget, that was just last year, all right? We've mentioned that. You guys have mentioned that. But the point is, this absolute calamity of a budget, was Governor Moore and the Democrats, and Governor Moore and the Democrats only. Like I said, they raised fees last year. They dipped into the rainy day fund last year. They spent more money, totally ignored what David Romans, who was our main budget analyst in the legislative service, and his staff have said for years. Let's look. I mean, if you look at this week, right, they imposed the largest tax increase in history on the citizens of Maryland. That's $1.6 billion of new taxes. And that's the thing. Like, we almost lose sight sometimes, or at least you're listening on the House floor, and they're talking about, well, they can afford to pay more. The rich, these people that are doing well can afford to pay more. It's only a little, you know, this is in this state, it's this, and, you know, we're just average with these other states. But you're thinking back, wait a minute, this is all on top of what they already charge, which is one of the most highest tax states in the country. And this week, guys, I'm sure you've discussed it, they literally ran out a Maryland business to the state of Virginia, but not just any Maryland business. Because of that Democrat IT tax, the employee that they ran out is none other than the vice chair of the Maryland Economic Matters Committee, elected Democrat Brian Crosby. That's because this tax, it's going to affect not only his business, but another estimated 12,000 businesses. And who knows how many of them are actually going to leave. So what bothers me also about this budget and these taxes, for example, they shifted almost $100 million in spending mandates back to the counties. So they're acting like they're making these serious cuts. And there are some cuts, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, are they really these extensive cuts? No, when you take $100 million, for example, and pass it down to the locals, all you're really doing...
That's not a cut.
Shifting the buck. Yeah.
That's a shell game that they've been playing for years. More with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House in just a moment.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just getting word of a wreck on the Beltway on the inner loop near the BW Parkway, and I'm in the process of getting over to that camera to see if we can get a look at it and see what's going on there. Let's see where it is. And, okay, not there. It's not right at the parkway. There's a dump truck on the right side right there just beyond the ramp, but I don't see anything there. Could be back just before that area, maybe a Camp Meade Road. So now I'm going to change the camera. Yeah, we're slowing back to I-97. So there's definitely something there. It looks like it's just out of camera range right before the parkway on the inner loop. So the inner loop's going to slow from I-97. That will also affect the ramp from I-97 northbound to the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast, it is going to be, a few light showers could be sticking around later this afternoon, evening hours, 67. Then hang in for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be sunny, dry, and 83. And right now we're at 42 and cloudy in Pasadena and 47 in Reisterstown. We're with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House here from the closing days of the Maryland State Legislature. And the latest is, I don't know if you saw the story yet or not, Nino, Governor Moore is now saying about the $5 billion surplus. He says that's not a real surplus. He said that that was dark money gaslighting because it was federal money. It wasn't an actual surplus, and that's why. And then he went on to admit he spent some of it on a veterans home in Charles County and put some in the trust fund, but he didn't tell us how much.
I mean, money is money, and it was, yeah, some of it, there's no doubt money came from the federal government, but you could have saved it. You could have saved it for a rainy day, and it's raining, as like I said the other day on the floor. It's certainly raining in Maryland right now, and this structural deficit, I mean, it's projected to get up to $6 billion by, what, I think 2030?
Right.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, there are lots of things that they spend money on that we can all agree. I mean, it's not all waste, don't get me wrong, but we don't have the money, period. And then when we don't have the money, what do they do to try to get money? Well, they come back to the taxpayer. For example, they phased out itemized deductions for those making over $200,000. They're making a higher bracket. You know, I understand, yes, people are making, there's some people out there who do well for themselves, and God bless them. We need them here because they're the ones who usually spend the money, and they make the money, and they use that money to invest and start and create businesses and jobs. Well, they're doing a 2% surcharge on capital gains when those making over a certain amount. I think it was $350,000. They're doing the income tax rate is going to increase for higher earners. How is that going to make them want to stay here and spend their money and keep their businesses here? It's not. They're going to repeal. Even they're coming for precious metals and bullion. I mean, vending machines, guys, taxing vending machines at 6%. Cannabis, sports gambling, your vehicle registration fees going up. This ridiculous, I call it ridiculous, the vehicle admissions test is going to be doubling. So they're coming for more and more of your money. And like I said, I mean, there are projects, sure, that we can agree that aren't bad projects. However, when you don't have the money, and then when you're paying for illegal aliens to get, our amendment that we put on the House floor was to try to take out of health subsidies basically for those in this state illegally. That we actually had an amendment that would have balanced this budget without tax increases. It was a Delegate Buckle did a great job on that amendment. I have to say the House Republicans really, I mean, we fought this for like 7 or 8 hours on the House floor.
Yep.
And it was a very well organized effort. I mean, it was a passionate argument that we made. Everything, like I said, from telling the Democrat Party in the House that we are going to disincentivize businesses to stay here, push individuals out, retirees, and we've already are one of the worst states to retire. It's not going to make life any easier for them. I mean, just across the board, these taxes, I mean, for young people just starting out, killing businesses, all these different points we tried to make on the floor, and it went nowhere even after 7, 8, 9 hours, whatever it was. And it's very disappointing, again, to see the greatest tax increase in the history of Maryland. I say greatest in terms of the amount, not because it was a great feat.
Largest.
There was a one of your compatriots in Annapolis has now told people, don't start your businesses here. If you have a business here, move it out of the state because the state is basically anti-business. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, Delegate Fisher, I love Mark. Yep. He's a great guy, and he's a self-made business guy. And he's clearly making a tough point. I know Mark very well. He wants everybody, especially business people, to succeed. And he's making a point, you know, and the governor, I think, challenged him on it. But we know what Mark's saying. Mark is basically saying, in a nutshell, this is a very difficult place to do business. Of course, if somebody comes here to start a business, Mark Fisher would be the first to say, good luck. You know, I hope you do well. But he's making a good, honest point that it is extremely challenging due to the regulatory system here, due to the tax system here, and just let's be honest, I mean, there's states like Virginia and Delaware that are set up far better to start a business than we are.
Yeah, they all have surpluses, and they don't have this tech tax, and Delegate Fisher, who Governor Bornow is demanding an apology from, but apparently not from Delegate Crosby, who actually moved his business out of the state.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This tech tax is 3%. We're all going to pay this.
We're all going to pay it.
I mean, if you pick up the phone and have a telemed appointment with your doctor, you're going to pay it. I mean, this is going to be a tantamount to the computer service sales tax, which passed in 2007. They had to get rid of. I'm going to predict right now, Nino, that you guys are going to have to go back in special session at some point because they've botched this thing so badly.
You're exactly right, because when you use IT and tech, it sounds like big business, but when you're small business, a little coffee shop, and you're starting a little website, using the company like Wix to build like your own, you know, mom and pop website because you don't have the money to have some real big professional company come. Well, that's a charge also. So it's going to affect small business, medium business, big business. Yeah. It's going to affect everybody. I mean, listen, this thing, I mean, cloud computing services, like I said, web development, data consulting. People hire, they collect this data, but they don't know how, and it's challenging. I mean, there's so much information out there. So sometimes you get consultants to look into the data to help you figure out how to best plan for your business, and that's going to be charged. So, I mean, it's unbelievable that they even had the idea for the business-to-business service charge, but at least they tailored it down. But still, this is a failed budget. This is a passing of the, you know, right, kicking the can down the road. We're not doing anything for the structural deficit for 2030. We should have done blanket or cuts across the board in all the government agencies. So It was a disappointing day for the state of Maryland.
Indeed. Yeah, and we're out of time. But listen, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. Delegatina Mangione on the house. Joining us right now, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So I was thinking about our conversation last week. We were discussing, you know, the different programs you have for seniors that are looking to make a move and need to make sure they're getting every dollar possible out of the sale of their home.
Yeah, Sean, you know, there are so many different variables because each and every seller has their own unique personal situation. Plus, the home is unique as well. And if you don't price it and market it correctly, you could wind up in a situation where the buyers are either not interested in your home or worse, it doesn't sell during the peak spring and summer season.
I can see that. If your agent doesn't understand the current real estate market and how it's affecting buyers out there, you can miss your entire window.
Yeah, Bruce, you're absolutely right. You know, looking at comparable sales, checking your price on Zillow, you know, that's only a small part of what you should be doing. I've got one property right now. The agent before me thought the house was worth about $500,000, but I did some extensive research and I discovered some unique features in the home that are really rare in the market, and it allowed us to price the home at
$799,900. Wow.
That's a difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
So even though that agent has been licensed for decades, does not mean that they're keeping up with current market prices and know how to properly price and market a home.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Sean. You know, we see it all the time. Most agents, they'll look on Zillow, they'll go in, you know, take some pictures, throw it up on MLS, and pray that a buyer will magically appear. But this market requires a more proactive approach, just like we recently did for the Browns in Baltimore. They wanted to sell as is, no repairs. They wanted to sell quickly. We presented two options to them. They could sell to one of our buyers in waiting, wait about 45 days, or accept the cash offer, close in 7 days. And they loved having both options available so they can make an informed decision. Since the cash offer was competitive, they chose that path, had a check in their hand in 5 days.
5 days. You know, it seems like no matter what the challenge is, Vinny, I got to tip my hat. Your company has a solution or you will find one.
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. You know, it's what we've developed over the last 21-plus years, systems to help home sellers solve problems. So if you'd like me to take a look at your unique situation, plus provide an upfront written guarantee that you'll get at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference. You can give me a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Benny, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. You do the same. Thanks so much.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic over there on the threes. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. Southwest side of the Beltway is a delay. I don't see the accident. Just out of camera range, it looks to be inner loop between Camp Meade Road and the BW Parkway, and the outer loop is looking at it as well. So that's the indication as to where it is. The backup goes back at least to I-97. May start to impact the traffic coming over the inner loop from Ritchie Highway, and then I-97 northbound is going to be slow as well as you're working way up from Ferndale from the ramp at Route 648. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a few light showers still possible here this morning under cloudy skies throughout the day as well. 67 then tomorrow clears out, sunny, dry, and 83 for Sunday. Clouds and 78. And right now we're at 46 and mostly cloudy in Bel Air. And it is 47 in Severn. 825, you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Which Democrat is going to emerge from a Democrat clown EV?
Ladies and gentlemen, 825 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for us to head to the big top. Please head to the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. Something a little different for you today, Sean. Yes, it's a news report. In parade time. It's the springtime. It's parade time. A parade just took place out in Modesto, California that I thought would be fascinating for us to actually get a report on.
In Modesto, California, crowds turned out for the annual Modesto County Ninja Parade, which once again passed through town entirely undetected.
This is our fourth straight year coming in. We've still never seen a ninja.
According to an arrow scroll delivered straight into the heart of the city clerk, this marked the 30th year that the Modesto area ninjas have stealthily celebrated their heritage.
It's amazing how the ninjas can sneak by undetected on us. The kids love trying to be able to spot them and not being able to.
A record crowd of 3,000 people came out to not see the ninjas.
We were right where the ninjas probably were.
Best part was probably when I found the candy in my pocket. The ninjas must have came up behind me like really fast and put all this candy.
There you have it. The annual Modesto, California Ninja Parade, where people gather in order to not see the ninjas because they're that stealthy. It's a Friday. What can I tell you? Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That was the story of, was it Castro or Khrushchev? I can't remember which one, that, you know, how they would espouse the great benefits of socialism and communism. They told the children in the classroom to pray to God, put your heads on your desk, pray to God for candy. And they would, of course, pray to God it would be no candy. Now pray to the dear leader for candy, and of course the candy would show up.
Yeah.
So that's the propaganda starts at an early age. Let's take another call, or will, just a second. Is Al's ready? Nope, not yet. He is. Al is in Woodlawn. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, fellas?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that the governor says that gentleman owes the state of Maryland an apology for saying, you know, don't bring your business here. If you have a business, you should leave the state of Maryland. But he neglected to say that, I can't remember which Democrat, which legislator it is, but he has this particular Democrat, he has a business himself. His business is not even located in Maryland.
Yeah, he moved.
Yeah.
Delegate Brian Crosby, St. Mary's County, was a defense contractor at an IT firm. And so, you know, it's not like you could find more business, you know, if you're going to get hammered. You can't pass it on to your customer because it's the federal government. So he had to leave, and he relocated in Virginia. But
In Virginia.
And then voted for it.
You would think the governor would ask, why is it that in the state of Virginia they have signs all over down there saying we do not want to become Maryland? You know, I wonder why that. You know,
Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears who said, "Don't Maryland my Virginia."
My Virginia. But look, I know you guys got to hit your mark, but I'm gonna be real quick with this. Earlier, when you had the contest on about whose voice is this, and it was William Shatner.
Yep.
A couple of hours. I can imagine, you know, like hundreds of years from now, when they come back and look at how, you know, this state was run, I can see somebody at the General Assembly going, "Spies, beat me up. There's no intelligence."
Right. None. None whatsoever.
All right. Good point. Thanks, Al. Have a great weekend. Appreciate that. All right. Still to come, man. We got a lot still on the platter here. We have a leftover here from Doge.
MS-13. You got a bad guy down in Virginia. Yeah,
and we also have, what do you hear? There is a loophole in U.S. code that would allow illegal aliens to vote in federal elections. We have discovered it. We're going to share it with you. You can do some homework. And also, what do you hear what a doctor has said about what he is seeing now with cancers in young children and what he believes to be the cause? It is a little rocky world. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Sheriff's Association speaking out against legislation to prohibit law enforcement from entering into 287G agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Maryland Values Act would limit state and local involvement with federal immigration enforcement. And Frederick County Sheriff Carl Jenkins says the terrible and dangerous piece of legislation. He says if the measure passes, it will encourage criminals who have illegally entered the U.S. to establish themselves in Maryland. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen and council members have launched a petition so residents can express their concerns about rising energy prices. The Change.org petition calls on the Maryland Public Service Commission and BGE to provide rate relief for residents. Cohen is calling on the PSC to end the utility's multi-year rate plans, saying the increases are unsustainable and unaffordable for working families. driver being treated a shock trauma after crashing into the B&O Railroad Museum in Baltimore. Multi-vehicle crash happened in the 900 block of West Pratt at around 8:30 last night, sending one car through the Schroeder Street gate and into the Harry C. Eck Education Station building. None of the museum's collection pieces were in that area. They're all good. Building inspectors called to the scene to check the damage, and the crash remains under investigation. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has introduced the Merit Act that prohibits, would reinstate, recently terminated probationary federal employees who have been prohibited from working. Alsobrooks says the bill protects and restores the, quote, meritorious civil servants shamefully attacked by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. She says if DOGE were serious about rooting out unqualified workers, they would focus on their own disastrous cabinet nominees. 8:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
One brief correction. It is Sheriff Carl Jenkins. Carl Jenkins. It is Chuck Jenkins. So I had the first name mistaken. My eyes, I guess, went back to early 1950s rock. 8:33 right now. Pick 3, lottery, 581. Pick 4, 9135. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the update on the wreck on the Beltway southwest side. Apparently in the left-hand lane, inner loop between Camp Meade Road and the BW Parkway, resulting backup goes back and is impacting the ramp at I-97. So you'll have delays on the Beltway. You'll have delays coming up from Ferndale on I-97. When you get up to about Camp Meade Road, you need to be, of course, to the center and the right. Construction delays, they'll be there all day. Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures warming up, more heat, more humidity this weekend. Not much rain, only a few showers later today, 67 the high. Tomorrow, no rain, sunshine, 83, 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. We sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman suffered through an abysmal second half of 2024, but hope springs eternal in 25.
Rutschman is an inconceivable 13 for 22 against Berríos with three home runs.
A high, towering drive to right. That's where he is. He's in the bullpen. In fact, he's in the bleachers. Adley Rutschman, his first at-bat of the season. A towering Toronto home run.
A combination of 590, the team in Toronto, and Kevin Brown on Masson with the call. A pair of bombs yesterday by Rutschman, who owns Jose Berríos, as you heard. Part of an Oriole franchise record, six home runs on opening day as the Birds pounce on the Blue Jays from the jump. 12-2 was the final. Rutschman with two, Mullins with two, O'Neill and Westberg had one apiece. Manager Brandon Hyde in the postgame.
Happy with just the quality of the at-bat. I didn't think we chased much. I thought when we got pitches to hit, we put great great swings on them, and unbelievable to see what game Rutschman, O'Neill, and Mullins had.
On O'Neill, his sixth straight opening day with a home run, extending his major league record. Was it on his mind yesterday?
Yeah, it's there. It's there for sure. You know, I'm just not trying to make too much of it. Just try and go up, you know, have a good first at bat and see what the game gives me from there. So, you know, obviously I understand what's going on, but not like I'm trying to go up there or do anything crazy like that.
Meanwhile, a cautionary note from Fox MLB on-field reporter Ken Rosenthal. Owners want a salary cap in 2027. David Rubenstein has talked about that when the collective bargaining agreement with the players expires. Rosenthal asked yesterday on a podcast what the chances of a lockout were in 2027.
Quite high. And if I wanted to put a number on it, I would say 90%.
Something to think about. Maryland men's basketball is going to look a lot different next year. That's something to think about. No Julian Reese, no Derek Queen, most likely, and no Selton Miguel, and maybe no Kevin Willard. Here's the coach at the mic after the team's Sweet 16 loss yesterday to Florida.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So,
meanwhile, the Maryland women are still alive. Sweet 16 game this afternoon at 5 p.m. They take on number one seed, South Carolina in Birmingham, Alabama. The time now is 8:37. When we return, what about that left field wall?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So we'll get to the left field wall at Oriole Park in a minute, but you just brought up a good point, Sean. I'm going to take a vacation eventually,
right.
Like for a week.
Right. No, you're not.
I will, Bruce.
No, you're not.
And you know what? I'm not going to tell you when I do it either. what about potentially, if I call Kevin Willard?
Yeah.
Do you think?
You never know.
I mean, he's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard him at the mic. He's pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? He talked to his agent. His agent likes to talk to people. That's what they do.
That's what they do, right. Yeah. Should I talk to his wife?
Yes.
Probably before I call him.
Talk to his wife first.
Right, exactly.
Put a bug in his ear.
She's the gatekeeper.
So yesterday, the Orioles baseball game, the six home runs, it got me to thinking, when they come back home, and that wall is moved in,
yeah,
it's going to be 300. Do you remember, before all the wall stuff, left center field was 360.
Right.
It was like a launching pad.
Yes.
It's about that now.
Right.
It's 363.
Right.
What's going to happen?
A lot of balls. Going to be flying out.
You know what? That may be the thing that brings the people. Like, it's great to have Mr. Splash.
Right.
Like, but if you hit home runs at home, people are coming to watch that.
You're going to have to pay attention when you're sitting out there in left field.
Exactly.
That's
should be interesting.
Very good. Thanks.
Hey, it's been a good week, guys.
Yeah, it has been a great week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Are you on vacation next week?
Yeah.
I'm calling Kevin today.
8:39, 21 minutes out before the hour, 9 o'clock. So I was looking at a couple of very interesting podcast by Tucker Carlson. One was with our good old friend Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote. And in that podcast, she had discovered that there is an exception in U.S. code for illegal aliens to vote in federal elections. It's 18 U.S. Code Section 611, voting by aliens. And it's unlawful for an alien to vote in any election held solely or in part for the purpose of electing a candidate for the office of president, vice president, Congress, Senate, whatever. But there are the subsection C said does not apply to an alien if, one, each natural parent of the alien, or in the case of an adopted alien, each adoptive parent of the alien is or was a citizen, whether by birth or naturalization, meaning that you could take an illegal alien child that was brought into the country and adopt that child, and then that child can grow up to be a citizen and can vote. Two, the alien permanently resided in the United States prior to attaining the age of 16. Well, that would be for a lot of the DACA kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got into the country prior to 16, you could now vote. But this is the one that really gets me. Number three of subsection C. The alien reasonably believed at the time of voting in violation of such subsection that he or she was a citizen of the United States. So that goes to state of mind. Right? Doesn't it?
How can you reasonably believe that you're a citizen?
Oh, somebody,
isn't that something you'd probably know?
You would think, but you know, maybe somebody repeatedly told me, oh, no, you're a citizen of the United States. And so that person could be an illegal alien and votes in a federal election, and because he or she reasonably believed. Now think about that now. And I'm wondering how many of these illegal aliens are voting and they're being counseled by the left. If you get caught, just tell them you thought you were a citizen. You reasonably believed that you were a citizen of the United States. You just thought because you were X amount of years that you were a citizen.
Or because you managed to get across the border without getting caught.
Right.
It's like Ali Ali Oxen Free.
Crazy, you know, isn't it?
To capture
but
the
that
flag.
Exists in U.S. code. It's in the statute of the United States election law. Boy, are we screwed.
Yeah.
Elon Musk and Doge team revealed that nearly half of Social Security calls are from fraudsters stealing Social Security benefits. In his 30-minute interview with Bret Baier on Fox News Channel, he said this about Social Security.
And they steal people's Social Security is what happens. Is they call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster. This is happening all day, every day. And then somebody doesn't receive their Social Security. It's because of all the fraud loopholes in the Social Security system.
How do you reassure people that what you all are doing is not going to affect their benefits?
No, in fact, what we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
All right.
I want to emphasize that point and let the record show that I said this, and it will be proven out to be true.
I think we need to pass a law. Since 40% or nearly half of all the phone calls into SSA are from fraudsters, we need now to make the punishment fit the crime. If you're stealing someone's Social Security benefits, and you should never use those as your retirement, but a lot of people need them.
Yeah.
Need them and don't have them when they're there or something happens or we're due to bankrupt in 2035 or reduced benefits. I think we need to significantly up the ante, have stiffer penalties for those that are defrauding the Social Security.
Yeah, it should be a federal crime prosecutable with a rather hefty sentence. Not meaning a lot of multiple-syllable words, but a hefty prison sentence. Right.
And Chuck, just amazing. We saw a piece of work here earlier this morning in which we mentioned Diaper Con.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went out and signed him as a sponsor. But I understand that wasn't the exact sponsor. The sponsor's actual name is Loaded Diaper Con.
Loaded Diaper Con. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB. And once again, it's Diaper Con Johnson.
Well, see, I talk to them and they pamper me. You get
that? Oh, really?
Depends.
Well, I get that. Do I get that? Yeah, it depends. Yeah.
Wow. Two at once with depends.
Yeah.
Get a new script.
Oh, all right, Mr. Pamper.
Get a new script. Really, how old is that Rolodex?
I don't know.
When was it's Lincoln as old president? As it's as old as Memorex.
Yeah, that's right.
What's a Memorex?
Is it live or is it Chuck?
I started working on it right after Grant was the president.
Yes. I grant you that.
All right. Southwest side of the Beltway, that wreck is gone from the interloop near the BW Parkway. So that's good news. All back to normal now, coming up from I-97. This construction, northbound 95, is still a pain as you're going north. It's still a single lane to the right that they block, and they work there all day. And they create a backup northbound as you're coming up from Route 24. So the last couple of times I looked at it, it was almost back for a mile. And yet, it's still there. I mean, this is slow, ridiculous that they do work on a weekend, let alone on every day that they work during the day in the middle of the rush hour. But it's here, and it's almost a mile back up. So it's going to take you 10-15 minutes to get through there.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says a few light showers possible today, this afternoon into the early evening hours, 67 today. And tomorrow, sunny, dry, and it'll be 83. Cloudy Sunday, 78. And right now, 47 and cloudy in Parkville. And it is 48 in Forest Hill. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
And so we're missing the boat on so many educational opportunities for our children and grandchildren in Baltimore City and Prince George's County, some other areas, because we're not teaching them the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some schools and some students where the fundamentals are taught, and they're encouraged. Science and technology and engineering and math, et cetera. The STEM program is what it's called. And I want to introduce you to the National STEM Champion. Her name is Sarah Wang. She's an eighth grader in Massachusetts, and she created an affordable glove called Hand Band. It's a new device that actually detects seizures.
2 years ago, I was visiting my grandparents in China, and my grandmother has epilepsy. She had a seizure. I didn't know what was happening. I was really shocked because she was, like, unconscious. I found that a lot of these solutions for seizure detection, either they're too expensive, they're not, like, adjustable, they're not comfortable. I think I could turn hand band into something greater. The spring vibration sensor, first, it can detect the rapid hand movements, and then it turns the rapid hand movements into an electrical signal that we can continuously monitor.
If you see a problem, if you see something happening, just, like, think about what you can do to help the situation.
Eighth grader from Massachusetts inventing a device that detects seizures. It is amazing. And that's what can be done if we recommit to excellence in our educational system.
That's amazing. There really is.
Dr. Patrick Shun-Shiong, you may not know the name. He's a South African-American businessman, medical researcher, and surgeon. He's best known for inventing the cancer drug Abraxane.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the founder of NantWorks and the owner of the Los Angeles Times. He talks here about what he is seeing for the first time ever in his professional medical career.
So this idea of the effectiveness and safety of the vaccines is real science. We need to talk about it. And guess what? Not only are we going to have two big crises about the recovery of California over the next decade, but we're going to have to address the rising incidence of cancer. For the first time in my career, I've seen an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old with colon cancer. The first time in my career, I've had a 13-year-old child in our clinic die of metastatic pancreatic cancer. We have to face this effectiveness and face reality. The good news is that we can do something about it. The good news now, there are effective therapies because we understand the science in such an immense way.
They're talking about the jab?
Yeah.
There was no need to jab anybody at that age, ever.
Right, ever.
Ever. And so now they're seeing cancers, colorectal cancers in 8- and 9-year-olds, metastatic pancreatic cancer in an 11- or 12- or 13-year-old. And again, it's just this, and nobody wants, and thank God for Tucker on his podcast, because nobody else will touch it. Because of Big Pharma and because of us. Hopefully Bobby Kennedy Jr. will talk about that. And finally, we have the Ontario Prime Minister, Doug Ford, and he's gotten a little bit carried away with this tariff war thing.
Not, but I can assure you one thing. We're going to make sure that we inflict as much pain as possible to the American people without inflicting pain on the Canadian population.
Are you high stick us all?
I mean, President Trump's tariffs are on goods, okay? He's not talking about inflicting pain on anybody, all right? They're on goods. He just wants fair, reciprocal trade. And now this guy's talking about inflicting pain on the American people? You know, Prime Minister Carney declared Canada's relationship with America is over.
You have any sense of what the Canadian tariff on U.S. butter is? I believe it's 250%.
Yeah,
250%.
It's crazy,
And so,
and it's done to protect Canadian farmers. I understand that. But at the same time, that's not fair and free trade. It just isn't. Yeah. 8:50 coming up. We'll check in with Kim Klasick, and we'll take a look at also at Senator Kennedy and an amusing story from him as well. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, DOGE is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barrowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, this just in, the Karen, who's been seeing, you know, the Teslas have all these security monitors, little tiny little TV cameras. And so they caught a Karen keying a Tesla in Washington State. The woman has now been identified as 55-year-old millionaire Camelia Ensler. It's obtained. Ensler is seen getting out of her car before slashing the Tesla. She's married to lead DocuSign engineer Jeff Ensler. They live in $1.5 million home in Seattle, and she's out keying Teslas because somehow it fits her wacko agenda for this week.
Because liberalism is a mental illness. That is why. Joe writes, Sean, Constitution says you must be a citizen to vote in the United States. You need 34 states, 8 years to amend it. I'm waiting for your mansplaining after the break. Hey, you know, the Constitution says a lot of things, which, you know, I'd love to adhere to, abide by. But guess what? I think most of our members of Congress, I think a lot of judges, completely ignore the Constitution. And they'll point to the code that I just read, or if you reasonably think you're a citizen, see, that's the thing. You think you're a citizen, so you can vote. State of mind.
Well, no penalty. No, you're right, may not count, but, you know, there's no penalty.
Right.
Why not give it a try? 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hang in there with us for a couple more minutes right before his tea time. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Northbound 95 after 395, and if you're going up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, I think this was debris in the roadway northbound just after 395. The toll facilities police are there. They just now cleared the roadway pretty much, and maybe they'll block the right lane just a bit, but apparently that's what it was. There was some activity there. There's a pickup truck also stopped in that area. So they're attending to whatever that is. They're coming north towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just kind of hang out in the center and the left-hand side of 95 North. You'll have a brief delay right there to see. Other than that, it's just the construction, and that delay will be there midday, northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we can still expect maybe a few light showers possible today, later this afternoon into the early evening hours. 67 tomorrow, sunny, dry, and 83. It's going to be boat weather for Kim Klasick. Partly, well, mostly cloudy on Sunday and a high of 78. Good morning, Kim.
Good
morning, Kim.
Good morning. And look at you. I am going to be on a boat tomorrow, believe it or not.
See?
Well, you know what? We're going to be in New York City I'm taking Olivia, and we're going to tour the Statue of Liberty. We're gonna
oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, because tonight is the big debut on CNN.
Yes. Olivia's
going to be on CNN? Is that?
No. But, oh, okay. I mean, you never know with her.
Yeah, exactly.
But I made sure. I said I need the Chiron to say, radio host, WCBM 680. So it better say that.
All right.
It might just say Olivia's mom.
You know, oh, right, yeah. Gosh. It could say that. Yeah. Yes, that is my name nowadays. Of course, we have lots to talk about. You guys, I know you saw Governor Westmore asking Delegate Mark Fisher for an apology because Delegate Fisher was basically saying what everyone else is saying, that Maryland isn't business friendly. So Delegate Mark Fisher is going to join us at 9:35 a.m., and he's going to respond to that. I love all the comments on the post of Governor Moore asking for the apology.
Right.
Because, of course, everybody's like, no, you should apologize to us.
Exactly. He should.
What's an apology?
But he'll be getting out of town right after the session's over. He's going on a trip to Asia.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's getting out of town. And apparently he's been raising money or something during the session.
I did see that. And somebody was asking questions of whether or not there's a violation there.
I think that's worth investigating.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, Attorney General Anthony Brown, he's too busy going after Trump. So
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense, right? Speaking of money, now that Nick Mosby has a job, the debt collectors come a-knocking.
He might be able to pay his bills.
Yeah, well, he's going to go over some paycheck.
Old harvest I had to break. I don't expect Nick to be opening up his mail anytime soon.
That's true.
Is he certain thing they have to have a
certain thing?
He's not answering the door. He's not opening up the mail. In fact, he won't even open his email.
You're right. I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. Well, we are going to talk about that just a little bit because I wonder, now that this news is out there, will Governor Westmore change his mind at the fact that he is the commissioner now for lottery and gaming? I would think that that was a bad call from the very beginning.
Sure.
I would think that he most likely had some kind of counsel that told him this is not a good idea. Mm-hmm. But he did it anyways. But now with all this still coming out.
Well, okay, it was Bill Ferguson pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're buddies in the city. So you know, they've shared some favors. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pretty sure he's not going to lose his post. But I would like to see it. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to talk about what's going on in Capitol Hill. Obviously, musical chairs again. Elise Stefanik not being able to take the UN ambassador position because they need the votes, which makes sense.
Need the seat.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, because the margins are so tight. And after what happened, you know, look, we don't know what's going to happen in Wisconsin next Tuesday. You know, with that Supreme Court race there, which could cost us seats.
Yeah,
and then in Florida 6, Florida 6 was R plus 20, and that's the Walz seat, and now the margins have tightened there as well.
Yeah.
Listen, do me a favor, just hold your pencil up there. We got bling in the studio here, folks.
There's a
disco ball at the end of her.
Well, this was a gift for my daughter. You know, she goes to the bookstore at school, but she never comes back with books. She comes back with little goodies.
Right. It's a Saturday Night Live pen.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can hang it upside down in the studio and do the show that way.
Kim is coming up next. Let's get Craig in here in North Baltimore County for the last call of the day.
Hey, Craig.
Could not hang with us or fell out of the cell.
All right. Senator Bill Hagerty is a junior senator from Tennessee, and he's been there for a bit. One of his friends, actually his college roommate, is now up for the heading of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. The guy's name is Paul Atkins. Well, Atkins had his hearing yesterday, Sean. And after all the serious questions, then Senator John Kennedy decided to go ahead and really lay the heavy one on him. Here's how it went.
Mr. Atkins, you were roommates with Senator Hagerty in law school?
Yes, sir.
Is it true that Hagerty has a tattoo of the Backstreet Boys on his lower back?
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Is that true?
That's great. You know, Donnie Wahlberg was a member. I think it was. Was it the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? I can't remember which.
NSYNC.
Maybe it was NSYNC.
I get my boy bands kind of mixed up.
Yeah, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was a member of one. I think it's NSYNC. He was a member of NSYNC. And he's doing a spinoff now from Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
It's called Boston Blue. And I think it's going to be out in the fall. So interesting to wait and see that. Going to miss
Blue Bloods.
I do miss my Blue Bloods horribly. All right. That's going to do it for us. And we invite you to stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Delegate Mark Fisher is going to be on. We'll hear if he apologizes or not on Kim's show. We'll be back on Monday. I'm off on Monday. Bruce will be here. God bless the troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.